Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 6.
Hashtag what the fork?
Still not sure how I'm actually presenting that in the post, but we'll see.
We'll find out. It'll be an adventure.
Yeah. Never know.
A new adventure, another day.
One more challenge that comes our way.
You guys had a nice harmony going on, then Brian decided to break out as a star.
It's up to me and you. You know what we gotta do. We are together now, friends forever now. Whatever comes our way, we won't turn away. Standing tall, one for all. It's our destiny, Pokemon.
How many theme songs have "It's my destiny" or "It's your destiny" or "It's our destiny"? I always fucking talk about destiny, man.
It's most of Pokemon ones.
A little pudgy bitch.
Not the one I know, of course. She's gay, but still.
Destiny needs to be a lesbian.
Certain one that is having a child, or
no?
Oh.
What?
What?
No. What?
The little black baby went to the lesbian. How did that happen? Wait, she's a lesbian now?
No.
Why did I hear about this episode?
No.
That's a different person. No. What? No.
It'd be funny if she was though.
I mean, I have my suspicions, but.
Those times she brought home those girls.
Things she likes to watch suggests otherwise, but still. We're not going to get into that now.
This is clearly a G-rated podcast.
Alright, so, one-ups?
Yup.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the vlog.
Okay, so, I picked up some stuff. Not much, but some stuff.
Yay, stuff.
So, on random choking. On Sunday, Jeff was all like, "Dude, Totes found a web shell," and I was like, "Zom, yay!" And I was clapping, and I was like, finally don't have to search for the goddamn fuckers anymore. I was all pleased and happy, so thank you. Completely off the wall, random tangent, but hello, Ron, thank you for existing in the United States again. Anyway.
Did he get deported?
Yes. But he got undeported. Yep.
He got deported for being the only one mentioned on Twitter without a Twitter handle, I think. Like, at whoever, at Silent Axe, at somebody, Ron.
Ron is Silent Axe.
Oh. Who's the one that doesn't have a Twitter?
Ron.
Ron.
I'm so confused.
You're an idiot.
My joke died twice.
Both inside and outside of Misty and Justin Bieber.
So we got home, and I looked at the Toys R Us ad, and they're like, "Oh, we got Blue Bash again." I'm like, "Fuckers never called me. What the hell?" And so I went down there, and I went down like the random collectibles aisle that they have with all the video game related stuff, and they're like, "Buy one, get one 40% off on Sonic and Mario toys." I was like, "I still need that Bowser." So I looked at the Bowser. I was like, "What else do I buy?" And they had the Sonic Generations statue thing with old Sonic and new Sonic together. I was like, "I like Sonic, let's get this." And my suspicions were correct in the fact that if you have it in a fairly humid climate, like it is right now because it's summer, little Sonic is slowly collapsing on himself.
So he's just melting.
Currently, I have popped up with an old flash drive. We'll see what happens to him. I don't know what to do, really, besides... No, that's in the garbage already. Never mind, I'm going to have to... Well, fuck that idea. So, I grabbed the Blue Bash, and they were like... I was like, "Well, I have this rain check, and I paid for it already." And the guy's like, "Oh, I don't know what to do." And so, called the other guy over and was like, "Well, you shouldn't have had to pay for it when you got the rain check." I was like, "Well, that's what I was thinking. I don't know why the guy charged me when I got a rain check, but..." I was like, "Well, I can't do anything without the receipt for the rain check because that's not our protocol, and I need to verify that you paid for it." And I'm like, "God damn it." So I paid for it went home, and I was going to go out the next day, but then we ended up not going out. And so I went back there today, and I returned Bowser's, because the Bowser I picked out had a hole in his shoulder.
Well, he got shot.
If you plan on picking up that Bowser, pay attention, because a lot of them there either have holes in the shoulders or have horrible paint. So, kind of pick and choose. But I finally got the whole friggin' rain check ordeal situation.
Wait, Bowser's from the hood, okay?
He is from the hood. And I picked up Lego Batman 2 for Wii there and got a free Green Lantern buildable figure thingy. I don't know what they call them. I was gonna get Batman, but I like Green Lantern better, so I got Green Lantern. So I got that, and then I went over to GameStop, where I had Lego Batman 2 pre-ordered, and I was like,
"Yeah, this is awkward."
I was gonna cancel it and put the money toward Conquest, but I was trading in some games because I didn't want them anymore. It's generally what happens, and I got like $20 extra if I was putting it towards Lego Batman 2. So I'm like, well, kind of can't do it now, so and I wanted my little Lex Luthor minifigure because it's exclusive, and I like exclusive things.
So we know.
I ended up switching the
Ask
pre-order.
Oki.
I ended up switching the pre-order to the 3DS version, and I picked up Conquest. So I walked away with two versions of Lego Batman 2 today. So that's fun. But I got free Legos, so that's always.
Yay, Legos!
Yay, Brian!
I only paid like $1 or something Plakes. For. Conquest and Lego Batman 2 after my training, so that was a little fun, but anyway. Yeah, that's all I've gotten. So.
That's about all.
That was mostly story and less actually getting things. But.
Yeah, well.
Okay. My
that's
turn?
Like a Kevin's story.
No.
Okay. I'll just go over things I got, and then I have a few like meaningless stories from the Denver Comic Con. So, I finally found Thor today. I was very happy. And he has a cape, and I'm like, why is it squishy? And then he went over on the shelf, and that was a fun story. And I got my lost Ankh today, and he's not.
I didn't even know
yet.
You got a lost Ankh.
Yeah. but the thing was, I was looking. There was a G3.
Mild.
No, the bike. What's it called?
Guard Chaser.
It was like I don't remember. If it was Nakano or you made a store. It was one of those. But I needed something else to buy, and there was a lost Ankh for 3,000. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. Then I can do like really funny like Tale of Two Todd Ankh pictures on Twitter, and then. So I went to buy him, and I forgot to click the box that says, if you don't have the bike, don't just cancel the whole order. And they didn't have it, so all they had was Ankh. I'm like, are you sure I can't cancel it? They're like, yep. So I just had to buy him. So I'm like, whatever. I'll just do the funny pictures. And I'm still on a quest for the stupid bike. But so I got those. I don't think I bought anything else here. So I went to Denver Comic Con. And
I was going to laugh at you.
About the Denver Comic Con?
No, about the not being able to cancel the order thing.
Because you were able to cancel it?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
No,
they handed you a hot towel.
I remember that I clicked the cancel the order button.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, they didn't cancel. So it's okay.
Damn, Brian and his hot towel.
Gets him everywhere, man. Oh well. I'll have to figure out something else to buy with the bike next time. So anyway, I went to Denver Comic Con, and, like, it was a lot bigger than I expected. Sorry, dirty mind. But, like, it wasn't really that exciting. Like, the dealer hall was pretty big, and there was a lot of stuff, but it was, like, all style and no substance. Like, there really wasn't that much there. There was a bunch of, like, pitiful, like, cartoon artists that I felt bad for because everyone was walking by their tables, but I didn't feel bad enough to stop. And, like, they had posters and stuff, and they had a bunch of toy stands, but they're all really overpriced. Like, they had the Avengers 6-inch figures for, like, $35. And same thing with, like, the Marvel Legends figures, because I saw it from across the way. I'm like, oh, they have the figures. I should go see if they have Thor. And then I got closer, and my vision circled in. It said $35. I was like, screw that. So I literally bought nothing of toy-related. I just bought my tickets and food and stuff. But I'm trying to think what the stories are. Well, there was some cool Avatar costumes there. I saw several Aangs. There were several people just... There was one guy that you could just tell he colored himself with marker. there was a Katara and a Toph. And there was a Kyoshi warrior and a Blue Spirit Zuko. And then there was a fat Kyoshi warrior. That was funny. I mean, I don't think that was the concept of the costume. The lady was just fat.
Oh, okay.
And then the best one was the Amon costume. There was a dude. Oh, this is even better. Oh God, hold on, I'm excited now. Okay, because we were standing in line over by the bar, and there was a guy, and he didn't have like a robe or anything. It was just like kind of a hoodie that were kind of colored like a mom, but his mask was a mom, and it had a he had a cardboard sign that just said Equality Now. And I loved it. Like, I almost asked to take a picture with him, but I didn't, because I didn't. But the funny thing about it was, the same day the convention was going on, which made downtown even busier, there was a gay pride rally. And so my friend thought that dude was from the gay pride rally, because he's never seen Avatar. He's like, can you believe one of those guys got in here and is doing their movement or whatever in here? And I just started laughing. I'm like, that has nothing to do with gay rights. That has rights for non-benders. God, don't you pay attention to politics? Oh my God, I couldn't stop laughing. It was hilarious, because like, I could see how someone could maybe see that with like the Equality Now sign. I didn't even put that together, because I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. It's a mod. Shit, I take the mask off, it's Heat Blast. But so that was fun. And the panels and like all the activities were really shitty, because like the guest was so sparse and they already dropped a bunch of people, so most panels were like one person. And then they had stupid stuff like, oh, learn to fight with the lightsaber. I'm like, no, I can already fight with the lightsaber. But we only went to one, which my friend wanted to go to. It was called Cartoon Voices, and he made a big deal about Billy West being there. So I just, for whatever reason in my mind, associated it just being a Billy West panel. But it turned out that Tom Kane was there, who voices Yoda, and the professor from Powerpuff Girls. And I can't remember his name, the guy that voices Cyborg and Aqualad, so I'm going to call him Tyrese.
I know this. Kerry Payton.
Yeah, that's it. Because I was surprised his name was Kerry. But he kind of looks like Static Shock, like in real life. Anyway, cool. There was nothing really exciting about the panel itself, except you couldn't really understand them because their audio was all messed up, and they never really answered the question. Like, people would ask questions, and then they would say, like, yeah, have a funnier story instead. A storier, yeah. The funniest part was at the end of the panel, or like 5 minutes before the end of the panel, there was just some dude in like a fedora and like a trench coat that came up and said something to Carrie. And I wonder what that was about. And then the 5 minutes passed, and then all of a sudden he gets on the microphone and goes, some mafia dudes are telling us the hour's up. It was pretty funny. That was probably the best part. And the last little story I have was when we ventured outside the con to downtown to look for food, because I wasn't going to buy their food there. It was probably overpriced, and I didn't want to sit next to strangers. And so we were going to calm down. Damn it. We were going to go down to Tokyo Joe's and see if we saw anything else on the way there.
At Tokyo Joe's? What?
Going to Tokyo Joe's place.
I didn't know Joe had a restaurant.
Guy's awesome. So anyway, we're headed down. It was just the farthest place possible from the convention, and we ended up going to the closest place possible in the end, so we just walked a lot, but that doesn't matter. So we were headed down there, and we thought about catching the tram thing that takes us down there, and then my friend's like, oh, I don't know if we should catch the tram, and then all of a sudden I look over, and I just see like a horse and buggy, and I just point and say, huh, we should take that horse. And then like all of a sudden this chick goes, what'd you say to me? And I turn around, and there's like this goth chick, and like she looked really ugly, and she had like black lipstick, and she was making like this really disgusting looking face. And we just look back at her, and my friend just goes, just keep going. Just laughing, because I'm like, she probably either thought I was calling her a horse or a whore, but she was both. But it was still funny. Like, that was fantastic. So that was funny. But that's all my stories.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Oh, okay, good, because I mean, they get to go before Datus. So, what did I do? I purchased keys from S. I got the second Go Buster set, the Deca Ranger set, and the Geki Ranger set, and those will be on their way.
I still need the last set.
I had those pages open for like half the day. I was dedicated. I was ready to go. All I had to do as soon as it activated was hit refresh on all three pages, one behind the other. It was awesome. So I've got everything done for June now. Just gotta wait for July to happen. So that's cool. Did I get anything? I don't think I got anything since last week. I got Lego Batman today. My GameStop was out of Pokemon Conquest, so I have to go back for it. But, and then I pre-ordered. I made 8 pre-orders, which, like, made the guy all, like, ah, boner face, and he was like, I'm like his new best friend now. Because he was like minus one on pre-orders for the day, because apparently somebody's Xbox broke, and he like brought it in and like canceled all his pre-orders or something.
And it was his original Xbox, too. He's like, dude, you know that the 360 only plays these. All right, quick! Like, this is an original Xbox. Sir! Sir! And then he ran out.
So, I ended up, like, reserving... What did I reserve? Black 2, White 2, Kingdom Hearts 3D, Epic Mickey on 3DS, New Super Mario Brothers for the 3DS, and then New Super Mario Brothers Wii U, Pikmin 3, and Batman Arkham City for the Wii U.
What happens if you don't get a Wii U?
I'm getting a Wii U.
No, I mean, like, if they sell out, like, the Wiis.
Oh, well,
my GameStop only had 6 Wiis.
Look, I have my ways, okay? I'll do whatever.
You have your Wiis?
I have my ways. I will do whatever it takes. So, I'll be fine, I promise. Okay. I got this. So, I got all my reviews recorded. I'm all caught up. I just got to record that white armor plus one because...
The white armor beatable.
Shut up. Because I have to...
Oh, now you can hear me.
His shoulder, wherever I dropped it at. I can't find it, so I have to go look for it. But I did the other ones, and they're so pretty. Oh my god, they're so pretty. There's going to be a lot of editing, which I know apparently it's supposed to be one long perfect take when you do a review. But... you know, you're not supposed to edit anything, but that's yeah. There have to be a lot of edits because those issues getting some of the armor pieces together, especially on my water friend. He did not want to cooperate at all. But they're so amazing, and I love them. And I need the fifth one now, and then the four bad guys, so I can have all nine armors, and I can be a crazy evil genius.
And then you can watch the show,
and I can kill you, and I can take over the world. And I've seen this show. I own the show. What the hell?
I thought you didn't see that show. What's the show he hasn't seen?
No, that's Saint Seiya.
Oh.
That's the other one. I gotta do that. I'm gonna get around to that. We're working on it. Look, we're working on it. I'm still trying to figure out where to watch Alien Force because it doesn't come on in my country. They don't air Ben 10 here. So, I don't know where to find episodes. I asked the YouTube reviewer and he wouldn't tell me.
Because you killed him.
I was like, where do you watch the Ben 10s? It does not come on in my countries. I don't know what this is. This is Ultimate Spider-Monk. He was in Ghost Ager. He's not a Ben 10 alien. And then I was confused, and no one would tell me answers. And
then some guy named Dropkick Smurfy was over there. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. And then he didn't get the joke, and we had to kick him down some stairs. Now he has stuffed animal legs. I don't know. So, I think we're done with the onesies.
Okay. So, now that we're done with the one-ups, on to the what's news.
Yay!
Yay! So, we have three new articles from our writing staff.
Got my writing staff right here.
But, on a writing staff, like a... So staff that writes. So, Soundout started putting up his Albuquerque Comic Expo videos. The first one was a Godzilla panel with IDW artist Matt Frank. So you can go check
guys,
it out
the
if
two
you're
first
interested
names.
In Godzilla comics. So check that out. And then Ultra Punch finally put up another Akiba Ranger episode review.
Ow.
Which is actually for an episode that isn't subbed yet. Which is fine and dandy and makes me really excited to see the episode because it seems hysterical. But so check out that review, and Aerosol put out another Trade Junkie. I was about to say issue. It's not an issue. It's an article, but whatever, of Runaways, Pride and Joy from Marvel and all that fun stuff. So if you've been enjoying Trade Junkie like Kiefer has, go ahead and check that out. So those are three newest our editions, and nothing really else going on in the world of articles. So keep it coming, guys, and be sure to check those out.
And have a great day. End of the podcast now. It's all the segments we have.
Do. All right. So, moving on from the what's news to the actual nudes. Yeah.
I love nudes.
Got a little bit of news here. The first one is actually probably the most exciting in my humble opinion, but we have the next Kamen Rider card archives. So our first one was the Blade cards, and they were really awesome and show accurate and glossy.
And gigantic.
And huge. I'm like, I didn't realize the ones in the show were this big.
Neither did I. Especially when Asians were holding them.
Then I realized that they probably looked bigger to me because of my tiny woman hands.
But they're big.
Yes, sir.
You do have tiny woman hands, Bran. And I lol.
I lolled.
At your face, and then I kill you now. La 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 la.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So our next one is the Ryuki Advent Cards. I'm not sure what that was.
I don't know either.
So, shown in the picture here. It's going to cost...
Cards.
I wrote it somewhere in here.
8,400
yen. 8,400
yen.
I think it's the same price as last set. It's going to have 87 cards.
I'm reading another article and it has nothing to do with what you're talking about, right? I just want to point that out to you.
What?
So did you realize that I'm not even reading that article, right? I'm just looking at something else entirely. And
that's fine. I just know you remember things.
I'm watching Attack of the Show.
87 cards, 39 foil cards, and 3 little holographic... like 3D movie cards. So Firestar said that there's hope. I don't know about what exactly, but
hope.
There's hope that this is going to be awesome. Yeah, because
there is hope. I mean, Bo's leaving, but there's still hope.
There's a booklet.
Bo.
There's a booklet. No, not Bo. Booklet. Bo is how you start booklet.
Bo is in booklet.
Yeah.
And this Vixie Tale says, I wonder if Abyss will be in the set. That's a good question. I kind of hope it is, honestly, just because. Completest
says,
nature and stuff, but
that's complete.
Wow, it's Team Plasma and Team Bright Plasma.
That's a stupid
that's
name.
Funny. And you can get to Black City and White Forest earlier in the game. That's cool.
That's okay. My White Forest shriveled up and died.
It's like an Animal Crossing when you don't play it for a long time and there's weeds.
The trees were just like little stumps. I'm like, this place is depressing.
Stupid Animal Crossing. Why'd you have to make weeds in your game? It's too realistic.
I love that upgrade to the Pokedex, Brian, that shows you what Pokemon's and what route. It's like the best edition ever.
Didn't it always do that?
That was the strategy guide.
No, like when you go to like route, let's just say route 1, it will show you, hey, you can get these 8 guys here.
Oh, that's neat.
I can get Liam Pokemon. Route 8. Yes. Troop. Look, you want the troop?
Oh, you want the gay boys, Brian.
Sure. Next up, we have... some Kamen Rider wizard.
You're a wizard, Brian.
No, I'm not. But the Kamen Rider is.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's
we don't know for sure.
Kamen Rider here. Yeah, we don't know
that
crap,
moment.
Other than it's in a Televicon issue the next month. And it comes with
maybe.
An Ichigan Buster water gun or something. I don't know. I kind of want the water gun, though.
Then it can team up with your Hydro Bow, and then you can have water fights. But be afraid to squirt your display.
I want to get things wet. So
me too. Oh.
Okay, so this wizard thing, do you want it to be real?
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind a magic theme. I get a feeling it's going to be 5 magic rings because they hurt us. So
5 magic rings.
Oh, now they got the theme song. Oh, there goes. There's the theme song.
I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, I wouldn't mind a magic theme. Like, I kind of don't want it to be real because I'd be tempted to buy toys if they're magic themed.
Ooh, you're in a boat?
I'm on a boat. Anyway.
I'm on a boat to Viridian City.
Don't feed him!
There's no water in Viridian City. But yeah, we'll see what happens, I guess. I don't know.
We are together now, friends forever.
I just hope that his design's a little bit less obnoxious than Forze's, and then I hope that the show is better. That's what I'm hoping.
I really hope the show is better, because this is stupid.
That's something I wanted to ask. What if the show sucks? What do we do?
Possibly quit.
Just quit.
Quit the podcast?
Possibly quit.
That would free up my evenings.
I was talking about life. But
oh, that's even better. That'd free up a lot of my evenings. And my daytimes.
And all the other times.
There are other times besides those.
Yeah. Morning.
Onesies.
So, our next article consists of a giant picture of Hector David Jr.,
who looks like a wood nymph still. He looks like he's from some sort of Middle Earth.
Wood nymph.
Look at him.
KO asks Hector what he thought of Megaforce, and he replied, "Excited to return to New Zealand, parentheses, OPPSS, parentheses.
Special ops, O-P-P? Going in there for special ops.
It's more like a oops." I he was pick beatboxing. Up some sort of like a in there somewhere, because he's a wood nymph. Or something, I don't know what the fuck is a wood nymph.
There's static, there's that wood nymph.
I'm a wood nymph.
Beat it. Harder. Harder. I'm not going to say harder anymore. It sounds gay.
Is it okay?
Beat it. No.
Well, you're and already pretty gay, so.
No, you're good. Just don't move.
Okay.
Don't move, Hiramu.
So, yeah, this is pretty much for the team up. Anybody
yeah,
who thinks he's coming back.
That's all I assume it is the team up.
Anybody who thinks he's coming back as a Megaforce Ranger is stupid. Just saying. Maybe it's just because the enormous amount of casting news I get against my will all day. But
look, if you don't like it, unfollow him, okay?
So our last story involves this article from Kids Screen, which I think revealed
Kids
something
Bop?
About Samurai last year, or not last year, the year before, whenever Samurai started,
2008?
Something like that. But it gives this big blurb that's not... So, it says, the return of many historic rangers. Sir, who knows whether this is going to be actually people coming back, or just the use of suits, or...
Or use of pre-G-Ranger suits, and they're really literally historic rangers. Like,
literally.
They're before Power Rangers.
Or just not true at all, and it's just a mistake. That's possible, too.
Maybe it's a troll.
You know, maybe they saw that poster with, like, all the Reds and Tommy, and they're like, oh my god, they're returning! MMPR! And those other guys. They're coming back. All of them.
Tommy Original Green, MMPR.
Or maybe they saw that picture of Tommy trying on his old suits, and they're like, oh my god, he's coming back.
Probably. Seems logical.
He looks fat in that suit, with a PH.
Like, I mean, anniversary-wise, I kind of expect some people to come back, but... I mean, at the same time, I just kind of don't want them to. I don't know. It has to be done properly.
I'd rather, like, people are like, oh my god, it's going to have Gokaiger elements. I'm like, I'd rather just have Once a Ranger 2. Once a Ranger Part 2, like The Hangover. Instead of having, like, tributes and a bunch of weird deer stuff. A bunch of deer and weird things. Like, I don't want Deer Zord as a cameo. That'd be weird. Mm-hmm. Maybe Princess Shayla.
I like Deer Zord. It was all deery.
I just want Spencer to come back. That's all I want.
Yeah, not gonna happen. That would mean they'd have to bring all that cast. No one likes Overdrive. Just that sound out. He loves Overdrive.
So much. So I looked in the comments and John said, are you sure they're talking about Megaforce? Did Kids Screen find out that it was Ghost Ager and not Pirates? It would be interesting if they did, but to an extent, to what extent and how with Gokaiger? It'd be interesting if they tied Ghost Ager and Gokaiger in together to make a great narrative, but I kind of don't have faith in them to do that at this point. And Ultra Punch was all... that's a good point. Although the article explicitly mentions Megaforce, they could still be confused.
Well, people were making mock-up logos of Megaforce with pirates and stuff just days before.
Yeah, Linear Ranger? Yeah.
Yeah, people. Yeah.
Well, that's because he does
before they got
like...
lawyered.
Look, the problem with him is that he does not like black snakes. I mean, I like big
the
black
best
snakes,
kind.
But
oh,
yeah,
God.
The big black ones—they're the best.
School of Cock stars Jack Blackcock. Oh, 40-year-old virgin, such wisdom. That's where I learn all my life lessons.
I learned all my life lessons from Shuquin Shinobi.
Pink.
So that's all for the news and all the comments and all the
stuff,
and yeah.
Yay.
So now it's time for Super Hero Taimu.
The fourth edition. Oh.
Go Busters! Stuff.
Nothing else, because it was not on this week, and I'm so happy.
It was like a vacation. We sipped, like, tropical drinks. It was lovely.
They had little umbrellas in them and everything.
How's this?
Awesome pulled a knee and didn't have to do a summary.
It was great.
We are on episode 17.
Yep, I think.
Someone nod their head.
Yes.
That 17 of GoBusters?
I know.
All right, cool. I could see that. I have cameras, don't worry. So, this starts off with Ryuji's taking out his gorilla to go stop a Megazord from stealing Energon. Turns out it's just beating Stagbuster and their Buster animals, and their Buster animals are like humping the Energon tank or something. I don't know. That's what it looks like to me. They're making noises and they were bouncing around on it, and I'm like, oh god, they're trying to hump it. This is really gay. And he's like, we're gonna need you to stop stealing Energon. He's like, well, I need it. I gotta teleport here. I gotta get my stuff here. And they're like, we could just give it to you. He's like, this is the same thing, bro. He's like, what? I hate you. Go away. So, meanwhile, Spacebar's all like, I want to get that guy. He pisses me off. But I don't want to fight him here because it might break my house. So, I need to fight him somewhere else. So, he goes to a restaurant and takes a fork. And then we see that Masato and Ryuji are at a batting cage for some reason. And Masato's all like, so you need to get a reason to fight because Yoko and Hiromu have one. They want to get their families back and you need a reason to fight. And he's like, oh, I take care of them and I got to help them out and I got to be a cool guy and stuff. And he's like, you're a fag. And that's what I heard. Then Ryuji gets a call like, hey, take Masato, we're going to give him some Enetron. And he's all like, yay, smiles and happy face. And, thanks, Kuro-Rin. And he's like, god damn it, stop calling me that. So they go off, and then he calls up Jay. He's like, whoa, let's get out of here. Let's go do this. And Jay was just sitting up in a tree drinking a 40. And, no? Okay. So, they go, and there's like a giant tank being brought in by the helicopter. And they're like, yay, Enetron, this is awesome. And then Spacebar tentacle rapes it and makes a meteor out of a fork. And so then, like, he's going to try and use all that Enetron to transport his new Megazord here. And then the fork thing's like, I'm going to fork you up. And we're like, lol, I see what you did there. And then it makes like a big crack in the ground, and Masato's like, oh shit! And it was really funny. And then,
oh shit!
They transform and they start fighting. The Megazord gets there, but it's just a normal beta type Megazord. And so, Hiromu and Yoko are like, we got this. You keep going. He's like, keg, bye. And so they get in their animals and they go to fight. And it turns out that the other one, like the new one, was like parasiting itself on the beta. And then, like, this new one is like the cheap knockoff version of GoBuster Beat. And then so he turns out to be like really strong and starts pwning them, and Ryuji's like, oh fuck. So he goes and gets his gorilla machine to go help them. And they form GoBustero. And then they go like Dimension Crush, and they put the two things in a bubble, but then the new one busts out of the bubble because he was like Jake Gyllenhaal at the end of the movie. He's like, I'm getting out of my bubble. And so they're like, oh fuck. So it like blasts them, and then they're like, they have to split apart because they've been in engine form too long and they can't stay that big. Oh wait, wrong show. They something about, like, they don't have enough power or something, so, like, down at 10%. And they're like, no, what are we going to do? And meanwhile, like, Beat and Stagbuster are fighting the Metroid, and Masato's all like, oh, come on, look what you did to my machine. I made those plans. You guys suck ass. And so him and Jay, they use their dry blades, and they boost up for Buster with them, which, like, that attack makes, like, giant horn, like, beetle horns for each of them, and that's pretty cool, and they destroy the Metroid. And then they summon their machines, and we see, like, this hangar, which apparently, I guess, is in hyperspace.
Which is just inconvenient.
And stupid. And then
the parking's expensive there.
It transports their machines here. I don't know why their machines can't stay here. Like, does the Energy Management Center have, like, a 30-minute parking limit? Like, what? Like, and then they get towed back to hyperspace? I don't know.
No one can find them because everyone's lost there.
Yeah, so they arrive, and they start fighting, and they use, like, that crane arm to, like, pwn things. And he's like, Ryuji, because Ryuji's all like, I'm going to get in the way, and I'm going to protect him. And they're like, bro, that whole shield thing, that's so overrated. And then he's like, oh, I'm sad now. And so he takes his crane thing on the arm, and he's swinging the Megazord around, and they're all like, lols. And then, like, Gorosaki Gorilla Machine sucks the remaining energy out of GoBuster Ace and the Rabbit Copter. And then, so he can fire off his banana missiles and blow that one up. Now all that's left is the other guy. And he's like, oh, I'm a big old badass. And we're like, lols, nope. And so he pushes the button in the middle of his dry blade steering wheel. And it turns into GoBuster Beat. And they're like, whoa. And so he starts, like, thrusting the crane arm thing at him repeatedly. Okay. I'm like, this is kind of dirty. And Jay's, like, flying around shooting him with his lasers. He's like, lasers! And
Hovertech cycle!
And sorry. So then, like,
that's why he said it.
He grabs onto the Megazord or something, and, like, apparently the finishing attack involves using the long arm of the law as a runway, and he just slammed the stag jet through him or something. I don't know. All I know is it killed him. And then, so after that, Spacebar, of course, as usual, he's all pissed off, and he's like, damn, GoBusters.
Yeah, he looked like he was having, like, an aneurysm or something.
Yeah, I didn't know what was happening. I was scared for his health, even if he is an avatar. And then, so they're out on a rooftop, and Masato gives Ryuji some engineering books, because he was all, I'm going to be an engineer, I have reason to fight, lols. And so he's like, yeah, here's an invoice for that. And he's like, what, can you buy them? He's like, bro, I don't got money here in hyperspace, stupid. And he's like, aw. And he's like, speaking of that, and he takes Ryuji's wallet and just jacks some cash out of it. He's like, bro, why are you taking my money? He's like, because you're the oldest. And he's like, dude, you're like 40. He's like, nope, 27. Hyperspace, remember? And he's like, aw, damn it. And then so he walks off, and he's like, hey, guys, watch Jay for me, lols. I got some money to spend. Like, let's pick up some hyperspace hookers or something. And then Yoko and Hiramu are like, hey, give us money too, lols. And then it ends.
I'm just upset that Masato's name doesn't start with a K, so we could be like, hey, look, it's J and K.
Yeah.
Lols.
I got it. So it was a good episode. I really liked it. Like, I thought GoBuster Beat was awesome.
It really was. Like, I'm,
it looks like that thing
from
Beetleborgs.
It kind of does. I'm looking forward to seeing the other four, not formations, but the configurations of the arm and shit.
Yeah.
I liked the whole runway with the stag jet thing. That was pretty neat. Even if the arm was kind of, like, unproportionately long, and I don't think it would work like that, but
it upset Brian deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Brian was like, I'm upset.
But this is one of those episodes where it progressed everything. It introduced the new Megazord on both sides, actually. But I'm interested in seeing whether the new Megazord type will appear again. Like, it'll be,
which, like, just hatches.
Like, type Delta or something?
Yeah. Something new.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So it'll be interesting to see about that. And, like, I just like how it progressed the whole thing between Masato and Ryuji.
And then there was Kuro-Ren in there, and he was all like, I'm Kuro-Ren.
He's Krillin? I don't know what Krillin has to do with any of this. I'm deeply confused. Kuririn.
But, I don't know. I just like how everything, and then fucking Masato's like, oh shit.
Yeah, that was pretty
random
fun.
Random English swear words in the middle of GoBusters.
I didn't expect that, but it was awesome.
Oh, that Krillin thing reminds me. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but did you see, there's this picture that, DZ17 shared on Facebook a while back. It was all in Spanish, but I could read it just because it was obvious what they were saying. And it was like, it was the Dragon Ball characters looking like South Park characters. And there was like Krillin laying on the ground dead. And then there was like Goku and I think like Yamcha and Tien. And they were like, oh my god, you killed Krillin. You bastards. it just made me laugh.
That's pretty funny. That reminds me of Boy Meets World where like, oh my god, they killed Kenny. That was pretty funny. That was funny. No, Halloween episode with the pencil. And there was blood.
Yeah. Fun times. And then there's Jennifer Love Hewitt was there and her boobs.
Yeah. And that's a, there's a separate star. It's listed on all the credits in the shows that she's in.
They're how she gets work, okay? I'm fine with that, but
I can't really think of anything else to say. I mean, it was a good episode. It was really entertaining. It progressed the plot.
You know what I have a couple of things that I like to say. First of all, I really like Masato.
Oh, he's like, awesome. Like, the show didn't need a breath of fresh air at all, in my opinion, but he added a new element that's really entertaining to watch.
Like, I really, really like just what they've done.
I like how they incorporated him, like, it didn't take away from the dynamic of the three. They're like their own little buddy cop team, and then they feel like separate but the same at the same time, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense. But, like, I was just worried about it interfering with everything, but I just like how they did it and how it's kind of just one extra person instead of two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, like, to me, it almost seems like what it actually, like, what it really is that Stagbuster, or like BJ Stag, is both he's both suits, and he's just providing armor for the avatar so that he can fight.
Yeah.
And then I had a thought. This was one of the things I wanted. I didn't mention in the beforecast discussion. I haven't been on certain other forums in quite some time. Just simply because of the initial reaction to GoBusters and, like, that had occurred after seeing, like, half a picture and just other things. But does Stagbuster, like, just give Lazy Coconut an aneurysm?
Well, what's going on?
Like, no, just the whole concept.
Oh,
of,
the robot.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, man, I hope it pisses her off so much.
Because that was her whole argument against GoBusters, like, oh, the robots and people and robots, and she was flipping a shit and, like, she's a crazy person, and, like, for no damn reason. And I was just like, I really hope that, like, it makes her, like, cut herself every time he comes on screen.
You know what, I think they just did that to troll her. I think they read the forums and they're like, lol, we're gonna make a robot arranger, this is gonna be hilarious, write it in the script.
Like, that occurred to me.
I didn't think about that at all. That's funny.
I didn't either, because I forgot about that theory. And they're like, they're not going to be robots. The robots are their partners, idiots. That's pretty funny. This time it's both. What was I going to say? Oh, just coming back to that thing quickly about the separate thing. What I like about that also is that they didn't take away the speciality of the three of them. Of their purpose, and like they're the ones that have the right stuff. Sounds funny, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they didn't just say like, oh look, it's more survivors, and then other rangers show up. Like I'm glad that they did something different to not take away from the speciality of the three and the buddy roids.
Yeah. Like I just like the way everything worked out with the whole avatar thing and the buddy roid they tossed
him. Like I didn't see that coming up. I didn't see that happening at all. I thought it would be kind of funny. Still, if he was real and, like, they just didn't age because of hyperspace, and then the parents are all, like, younger than the kids, it'd be funny. I still don't know how they can't all find each other. Who's building all this stuff for Messiah if they don't know about the survivors?
I don't know what's going on over there.
Like, everyone's
there's a whole lot of shenanigans going on.
Brandit.
Shenanigans.
Brandit.
Brandit. Alright, so clearly because it's late and I mean it just came out in the future, past, present, and I mean there's just not enough time, so we're gonna go ahead and push it off until next week. So as long as we have both of our episodes, what?
This isn't right. I think someone's trying to change the direction of the show.
Why would we skip Occupa Ranger?
We planned on doing it this week. We would never do this. Look what we're wearing. Okay, we're wearing the same clothes. But
why am
still,
I wearing a tank top? I don't wear tank tops.
Why am I wearing a skirt? I'm borrowing Tom Kevin's. Oliver. Oh, sorry.
Fuck you.
Okay.
So let's do this. Let's counteract the executive producers and
we're going against this higher power that's controlling us.
There's a little twitch in my brain, but I think I can fight it.
Just a TV. Jedi Mon, your services are no longer needed.
He gets hired by some financial firm in Europe.
And then he jumps on his bike. Lickety split.
Jumps on his bike. Okay, so summary time, because we're going to counteract those forces.
Yes.
Nobuo's leaving because he's going to the Pentagon, and he's like, okay, bye. And this entire beginning section was really funny, because the way they were doing it, like, they never showed the two people in the screen at the same time until they got outside. And when they did, it was like such an obvious green screen effect because it was all fuzzy. It was really funny. And so he heads off to the Pentagon, and then all of a sudden they have track jackets, and a little cafe turned into a legit secret base, except, I mean, it didn't change any. The lights just turned off. And Hakusei's in this, like, general uniform, and the other chick's in a...
Uniform?
So he runs, or not runs off to the Pentagon, but he hits Malshina with his bike. He was like, oh shit, sorry. And so then, meanwhile, at the Dr. Z place, they're like, fuck guerrilla marketing, let's become the Delusion Empire and take over the world. And Malshina's like, fuck my life. And then she leaves. That's when she gets hit with the bike. And so there's this drill monster, because they do monsters now. And so Delu Knight and the monster guy run off, and they the Occupa Rangers go, and they do this really long thing about technique and heart and body, and it reminds me a lot of Geki Ranger, which makes sense because it's evil Geki Blue is Occupa Red, and so much stuff. But then back at the bike bridge place, he starts realizing things, and because he's explaining to Malshina that he has to go to the Pentagon, and she's like, I really don't care. And then he's like, wait a minute. She was complaining about how she got kicked out of the guerrilla marketing because he wanted to become the Delusion Empire. He's like, wait a minute. They kick off certain enemies halfway through the show to spice things up. And then he's like, wait, I'm getting replaced, just like Miss America and Bull Eagle and Yellow 5 or Yellow 4 or something.
Yellow guy, whatever it says.
I don't know what Sentai's. So all these people that got replaced. And so I was like, oh my god. No, this can't be right. And he takes his paperwork and throws it off of the bridge. Well, he paper airplanes it for some reason. Flicks it off the bridge. And it lands in the water, and then all of a sudden, cops come out of nowhere and say, don't litter, we're looking for evidence, and the paper magically dries, and they flick it back at him. He's like, I was right, it came back to me. And so he starts realizing, he's like, what if this is a TV show called Unofficial Sentai Occupa Ranger? I'm like, oh, Lord.
And
so now we have a character that is aware that the world that they're in is a TV show. It's like, other powers are controlling things. This is a sudden change of direction in the Sentai show. They're trying to turn our nerdy little show into a serious toku.
Oh my god.
They're like, we need to do something, so they run off. And more fighting, and there's some Geki Ranger, like, Juken in there somewhere, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Geki. And so they, Boken Red appears for some reason and turns into the shovel. I don't know what the hell was going on with that, but, and so they beat the drill guy, and Delanite just, like, walks away or something. I don't know what's going on with him, but, so they meet up in a parking garage. And so Nova runs in and he starts explaining how it's a TV show, and they're like, no, you're crazy, man, you fucking flip, get back to the fucking Pentagon, you asshole.
You fucking flip.
He's like, wait, no, I can prove it, hold on, just stay quiet. And so they stay quiet and they start making noise like, shh, wait. Then all of a sudden the giveaway scroll starts happening. He's like, look, it's the giveaway! He runs down to the screen and grabs the giveaway. He's holding it. He's like, read it! And they're like, unofficial Sentai Akiba Ranger, please visit the website for a... Holy crap, he's bright. Evil Geki Blue is like, I don't see it at all. It's like, because you're a normal character.
He's a normal character.
You're part of them. And so then they realize that they're in a TV show. And they're like, all of a sudden, plot twist, everything makes sense. I don't know why I didn't see it sooner. And Akiba's like, why would I be wearing this? And Akiba yells like, why am I talking like a cat? And yeah. And so, all of a sudden, Evil Geki Blue's like, I gotta go back to Interpol, whatever.
Interpol.
The inner, inner thing. The
inner ear problem.
He's like, sis, I gotta go buy in. They're like, okay, and then he jumps off screen, all of a sudden, bam, bike, and, he's gone. They're like, how did he get on the bike so fast? And he's like, they're not even worried about those details anymore.
Oh my god. Like,
this change of direction has gotten out of hand. Delanite was there, and he was like, you're my enemy, and then and that's when Evil Geki Blue left, and then Delanite just left because he didn't care anymore.
Oh my god.
Back at the Dr. Z's place, while Sheena's there, she got all beat up from when the American guys were shooting her that were chasing after Nobo. That happened at one point. I forgot about that. And so she's like, there's evil powers controlling us, and it changes your direction. Remember when you just wanted to purify Akihabara and make the anime that you think people should watch because you're kind of a controlling asshole like that? And they're like, they hugged, and he nuzzled her breasts and all this inappropriate stuff for an old man to do. And it's like, oh, I remember. And all of a sudden, and there's like a TV fizzle. And he's like, wait, no, you're stupid. And he like fake shoots her. And she's like, oh, run away. And so she leaves. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. And then back at the base, everything's back to normal. And she's like, oh, the scorpion's gone. And they turn off the little green candle box and
just blows him out.
It's gone. The entire series plot point is just gone because it's back to normal ish and they're like, what's gonna happen next? I don't know. Concerned face, evil powers and stuff, and then it ends. So
oh my god.
So all this time we're sitting here going, I was never expecting this show to turn so serious. It's really weird, but I love it. And it makes a reference of that. That this entire thing has been the executive producers of this show, who are inadvertently the big bads of the show, are the executive producers who are trying to change the context of the show.
It references itself while also referencing the sudden change in direction that Sentai shows get. And
yeah, it's it's easy to think about, like, Hibiki, when they had their entire staff change and the supposed direction change and everything. And, I mean, a lot of Sentais go through this where about halfway through, it happened to Ghost Sager.
Yeah.
Ghost Sager was like, ah, we're so stupid. And then about halfway through, like, oh, we're somewhat competent. And then at the end, they're like, this is actually a decent show. And so, I mean, it happened before. In Ghost Sager's case, it happened for the better. I can't really think of too many times besides... I didn't mind the Hibiki change all that much, but a lot of people didn't like it. I mean, that's like one of the only things I could think of to where it was a huge negative. But, I mean, these things actually happen, and it's just...
It's like, it was so much, like, references and like... breaking the fourth wall, that they just like drove past the fourth wall and broke the fifth wall. They were on the way to the sixth one. Like, it was crazy.
They broke it was so meta. That, like, it was didn't crazy. Even exist.
Oh my god!
This character of a TV show has realized that he's in a TV show.
Like, we went from just a simple parody about these guys wanting to be Sentai and they're all imagining all of this to a serious show where it's all real, to them realizing that it's all a hoax caused by the producers writing their TV show. I'm like, this show is so amazing.
Like, the show hasn't even gone full circle. It's gone, like, parabola shaped. Right. Some sort of weird wiggly bell curve. I don't really know.
Like, oh, I can't even believe it. Like, this has had more surprises than any toku show, like, in the last 5 years that I've watched.
I know. Like, it keeps you on edge. I mean, there's 2 episodes left. I mean, next episode's, like, the supposed finale, and then the 13th episode's, like, a kind of epilogue-ish thing, apparently. I heard somewhere it might be like a behind the scenes or something. I don't know exactly, but
maybe it'll be some sort of like another, like a meta thing where like they realize like they merge with their actor personality or something. I don't know. Anything's possible at this point. For all I know, next episode they end up on the island. Like, you never know.
I don't know what's happening next episode. I mean, they're like humping Delunite, and well, Sheena's there at some point, and
she's getting a figure art.
The one delivery lady was like in a bunch of rubble. I'm like. I don't know what's going on, but I like it a lot.
Oh my god. Like, I can't even believe it. I just, like, we're watching, I have this huge smile on my face.
Like, it's just hysterical that they're pointing out all these things. And I'm like, oh my god, this actually happens sometimes. And
like,
just the way that it's presenting itself with Nobuo realizing that they're in a TV show, and they're just... The executive producers are pretty much... making fun of themselves that they do these kind of things.
Oh, the executive producers are writing the show so far back, they might actually break reality and allow Keeper Angel to come into our world. I think that's the next step in the storyline. We're going to hear a story on the news. A team of mysterious costume heroes saves Japan.
Oh my god. I say this every friggin' week, but I cannot get over... I'm in love with this show that I am. Like,
it was such a surprise. Like, I wasn't like one of those people that was like, oh, this is stupid. I was more like, oh, this is all right. I guess I'll check it out. And then it's like, amazing. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's honestly... I mean, I love GoBusters, and I'm going to continue to love GoBusters, and I think GoBusters is probably one of the greatest normal Sentai to happen recently. But... this is the show that I look forward to.
I know. It's like at the top of like the current toku right now.
And it's a shame because it always comes out last.
I know. Literally last. We had some serious time travel debacles and dimension shifting to get this review out to you.
I know. I mean, exactly. I'm give you a hint, audience. This podcast is going to start being uploaded in about 10 minutes.
This is down to the wire.
That's how down to the earth this is. I mean, we're... oh my god, like...
The only other thing I wanted to mention was, I love how funny it is. Like, I know we've talked about how funny it is before, but traditionally, whenever I've watched toku, when I laugh at it, it's usually at their facial expressions, because Japanese humor is so different.
Yeah.
And so, and like, especially like Forze, where it's constantly trying to shove this Japanese slapstick in your face.
Oh, yeah.
That it's... I love that Akiba Ranger makes me laugh, not just for the Japanese facial expressions and weirdness, but for legit funny lines. Like, they don't even care about the small details anymore. Or, look, there's the giveaway. I'm like... it's like shit I laugh at on, like, actual parodies here. It's like... this is, like, the best parody I've ever seen.
Pretty much.
Oh. My god. So good.
So good, so good.
So good. I guess it's time to turn it over to our much less enthused selves from the past.
Me and the rest of this podcast might sound a little bit depressed because he has not watched what I just watched, which was probably the greatest thing ever, except for possibly next episode. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun time, so. Take it away, past me. Or Awesome or Kevin or whoever has the next line in the show. Oh my god, we're a show.
Oh my god. My whole life has been a delusion. Oh my god, we're a show. Oh my god, that's fantastic.
Oh my god. This is the part of the podcast where it took a serious direction.
Oh my god.
And now the next segment is going to go back to normal. Executive producer was shot and this happy fun time is going to disappear. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
We're not going to remember it. Something about, we got too elaborate with the joke.
Yeah. The bit right. got too far and we started realizing things we weren't supposed to realize. And then all of a sudden...
Now it's time for yeah. Mega Max.
Mega something.
Mega Max Kibo's big move.
Yes.
So yeah, I was disappointed that like none of the original cast was in it, and McGoogles didn't return as the villain. And Josh Peck should have fully returned as Robe. But whatever.
Alright, so due to the lack of Forze and the dwindling amount of Ramble Time shows and all that, we decided to cover the Kamen Rider X Kamen Rider Forze and O's Movie War Mega Max, or whatever the hell we're going to call it, Mega Force.
Mega Max Kilo's big move. Google's returns, the streets.
That 3D. Too. So we're going to do the quick Wikipedia summaries of each of the five parts of the movie. And discuss it as always. So, the movie starts out with beginning. Oh my god, the beginning. So, meteorites falling from space, like, and there's a substance called Solu, not Sulu. And.
Hello!
Riders 1, 2, V3, and Rider Man are battling Dustards and the Waste Yummies.
Sounds like some sort of mustard villain.
In Europe, apparently. And then. Definitely not X and Amazon. Fend off Masquerade, Dove Hunts, and Chili. Where are they getting this from? In the Middle East, holding off all three grunt types, Stronger fails to stop Foundation X from retrieving the Solu. I keep wanting to say Sulu. In Japan, Foundation X agent Lem Kanagi reports his progress to Chancellor Kima and proceeds in the next phase of his plan. It sounds like a Star Wars movie.
It was my turn?
Oh yeah, so that was part now.
Yeah, so this meteorite crash land in whatever the hell city O's is in that we never don't figure out where it is. It's just somewhere in Japan. And it rips open a time hole. And this futuristic Kamen Rider from 40 years in the future emerges and starts poning people. And he's like, I want to go fight Kamen Riders. And then there's like Kogami on a TV or something, I don't know. So meanwhile, back at Kogami headquarters, Goto shows up and he's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. And Kogami's like, hey, so listen, I'm making these core metals. And no, I know what you're thinking. Greeds. It's fine. I got this. Well, some of them came back from the future and went crazy. All right, fine. You were right. Whatever. But I need you to be birthed again and fix this. He's like, okay. So then Satonaka's in her cool guy car with Hina. And they're going to go meet Edgy at the airport. Because we saw Edgy already. And... they get attacked by Waste Yummies, and Satanaka's like, I got this, and she's like, Birth Buster, and she, like, starts blasting them and kicking and fighting, and she's all like, I'm a sexy bitch, and I'm like, yeah. And then we got distracted for about 5 minutes. And then Edgy comes to save the day, but then, like, that new Kamen Rider, who's, like, you know, Poseidon, he is like, oh, I kill your face, and he smacks her on Edgy, and we're like, no, Edgy... Oh, man. So then Date shows up, and he's all clean-shaven, and he becomes Proto-Birth, and then Goto shows up, and he's like, Goto-chan! And then he's Birth, and then they get beat the hell up, and the Proto-Birth driver is basically, like, destroyed. And they're like, no, what are we going to do? But the Edgy that showed up wasn't really Edgy. It was Ankh. and he snatched some of the core metals inside of Poseidon. And then Ed DiRiolegi shows up and he's like, Takatora bata tato ba tato batato bash. And we're like, yeah, bitches, Oz is back, what? But then I thought I had a text message and I got confused. And then, so he fights and like, hey, Edgy, do this. Let's see what happens if you reverse yourself. And he's like, okay. So then he becomes Gato Toradol. And they're like, whoa. And then he goes Gato Gori Tar. And that was pretty cool because he had lightning and super speed. And I'll look, my DS died. And so
I don't remember that part in the movie.
So then, but then he sees something's wrong with this dude. Like, he's not acting like a crazy evil guy entirely. So he doesn't like totally superpone him, and then the Poseidon runs off. And then he's like, "Hey, Ankh, can you stop looking like me? This is slightly creepy." So he becomes Shingles form. That's what it says on the figure out box. Ankh, Shingles form. And then Date and Gotu are in the hospital, and they're back at the restaurant, and restaurant girl's like, here, eat all this ice candy, lols. And he's like, yeah, ice candy. But he won't explain how he got back. And Edgy's like, I think that something's wrong. Because I don't think that dude's actually being his normal self. I think it's because of those core metals in him. And then a bunch of waste damage running around like, brains. And I'm like, oh, shit. So the customers and restaurant girl and Tina run off. And Edgy and Ankh do a bunch of fighting, like, themselves. Not like I transform and fight, like actual fighting. And it was pretty badass. And they pretty much destroy the inside of the shop. Like, oh man, oh well. So then they run into Poseidon, and he transforms, and it's all like, Same, Kujira. I forgot the other word. Ukamio, Ukamiguo, or something. Like, it was a weird word.
It's like wolf fish.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that thing existed.
Yeah, I didn't even. I was like, what? And then it was like a different word for whale because it wasn't killer whale, so it wasn't chach. And then we were like, but he still looks cool. And then so Edgy's like, wait, I can't fight him. I can save him. And Unlock's like, no. And he's like, yeah, no, it's fine. He's like, dude, no. But then like he almost gets killed, but then not, because the kid takes control of whatever that thing is that's controlling him. And it turns his name is, this says Michelle. His name's not Michelle, it's Miharu.
No, it's Michelle from that movie, Hancock.
Sorry. Yeah. And he's from 40 years in the future, and this is where it gets real funny, right? So there's monsters in the future, like always, because they're always in Japan and whatnot. So he gets this belt. He's going to be a Kamen Rider.
It's not Michelle, it's McCall.
Now that says Michelle, dude.
M-I-C-H-A-L, it's McCall.
That says Michelle.
Mikhail!
No, please stop hailing Hitler. Thank you. God, Dawson's such a racist.
And so oh, my God.
You and your ultimate spider monkey. So he's like, yeah, so I got these powers, and they're based off of water. And we're like, all right, sounds good so far, right? Yeah. He's afraid of water. What a retard, right? So he can't use his Kamen Rider system. So instead what happens is, old guy Kogami comes in with this little circular driver with the three metals in it, and he's all like, Happy Monster! And like gives it to him, and then he becomes Poseidon, except he's doing okay and he's fighting that way. This giant time slip hole opens, and what spews into him is everything that got sucked into that black hole created by Dr. Maki at the end of the show. So all the core metals are inside of him. And then Poseidon gets his own will, and he's like, I'm evil now, I want to kill things. And we're like, oh, crap. So they sit around with Miharu, and they wait for Poseidon to take over. And he goes to attack Ankh, and Ankh's like, LOL, no, we knew you were going to do this, bro. So like they did this really cool thing where like Edgy's grabbed him and was like, I got you, bitch. And like Hina runs over, puts the belt on him. Ankh comes over, like, jams the metals in the belt, and then Hina, like, activates it so he turns into Sagozo. so he can restrain him while Ankh just rips metals out of his body to try and weaken him, which allows Poseidon, somehow removing metals allows Poseidon to separate from Miharu. I don't know how that works exactly.
Good, I wasn't the only one. I was really confused.
But somehow, every time they removed metals, Poseidon got stronger. Now, usually, it's the other way around. I think the writers were a little confused. But whatever. There was a discussion about Tomorrow's underwear or something, and Edgy gave him underwear. I guess he forgot how that worked out with Nobu-kun, but whatever.
Why are you worrying about Tomorrow's underwear when someone's trying to kill you today?
And he's like, because you can't die in dirty, shitty underwear. Let's see. I forgot. So the Poseidon's gonna go to another time period to fight Kamen Riders. Kogami's like, look, you need to fight, or you need to do something edgy, because you suck. Like, you can't beat this motherfucker. And he's like, no, I got this. So he's gonna go fight anyway. And they get to the time hole, and Ankh starts poning some waste yummies. Edgy turns into Oz. And he becomes Shaouta, and they have an underwater battle that is completely not CG. And then Date and Goto show up on jet skis. I don't know where they got jet skis. Satsunaka shows up in short shorts, which lets me know that my prayers have been answered. And she's in there to fight. And then Miharu gets over his fear of water, turns into Kamen-Rider Aqua, faces Poseidon on the water, and then they fight on the land. Edgy switches to Tajadol, whatever a condol is, and they combine their attacks to destroy Poseidon. Metals go everywhere. Aqua heads back off into the future. Ankh disappears. Hina's like, where'd he go? What the hell? The metal broke again. He's like, dude, I never fixed it. What the hell? And they realize that Ankh came from the future, which lets them know, hey, if we work hard, we can see Ankh again, which is a very nice message. I like that because I love Ankh. And but then there is an explosion, and that Remu Kanagi guy comes in, and he takes Poseidon's core metals.
No.
What are we going to do? Go, so Brian.
Like, oh, no, and then all of a sudden, bam, we're in Futo, and it's like, and they're like, all happy.
Stop the X crime in the city. I know, but I wanted to do it anyway.
Are we in the CS Toys chat? Tenso, dude.
And so, Foundation X has the Sulu that they got from the beginning part.
The Sulu?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we've got the shit. And so, Shotaro shows up, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to stop you, and he's like, hey, Philip, I got these Foundation X guys. I need to kill them. And Philip's like, fuck you, I'm reading about noodles or whatever the fuck I was reading about. Something insignificant and pointless.
Sounds like Philip.
And Shoujo's like, okay, fine. So he puts the double driver away and then pulls out the lost driver because he's got both with him. So I guess I just got to use this. And so he's like, Joker! And he's like, dun, dun, dun. And then he's Kamen Rider Joker and everyone's all happy and like, yay. And so he destroys the Kamakiri and Kabuto yummies that were made from some of the Foundation X people. And by then, Kanagi and his two aides arrive as some secret random airport. That must suck. The Exodus is what it's called, apparently. And so they put the Poseidon core metals into the driver, and then the seven riders arrive. And it's like, oh my god, legendary riders, what are we going to do? And they're like, oh, well, you're going to get pwned. And then we don't really see what happens. And it's like, oh, we need the Sulu. And then the Sulu. God damn it. Joker beat up all of the Foundation X people. And the Sulu sample leaked into the sewer. And he's like, well, I don't even know what I was trying to get. And damn it. And then it moves on to the Forze part.
Yay! We stopped reading the summary, so I'll have to, like, improvise now to match with you two. Okay,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, just kind of skimming it in my head. And then
okay, so... at Onomatopoeia High School, Gintaro and the Kamen Rider Club, which on Wikipedia they describe, which is, we all know they are, just Tank and Japei and Rain Girl and really annoying girl that makes me scream in my dreams because it's very scary. And something about Jake being a social butterfly. So they're about to do this presentation about the legendary Kamen Riders, and they're all in these giant boxes and stuff. And then this mysterious girl shows up, and they say, oh, this is not Ashiko. She goes to this other school, Tsuburashi High School. And then they get attacked by Mustard.
She goes to Meteor School, right?
Yes. Yeah, she goes to Bellhop School.
And so then they're attacked by Mustards, and Gintaro protects her. He's like, I'm going to transform in front of you because I transform in front of everybody. And then she's like, look, I can do it too, but she didn't say anything except Henshin. And then she transforms, and she like wiggles around and shit, if I remember right. And then Cotton-Headed Ninny Muggins arrives and and does stuff. And
with her wings. That was cool.
Well, this actually goes over the forms he went into. That's in detail. They do a double rocket punch, and they're like, yay, double rockets. It's just like double AIDS, but with rockets.
Wait, you have AIDS?
No, the last guy did. The last part Brian was talking about, something about double AIDS.
Oh, yeah, Brian has AIDS. Yep.
So then the Kamen Rider Club's like, he's totes in love with that girl. Look how he's like just like dry humping her in the air. And they're like, yeah, I didn't know Gintaro had any sex organs. That's weird. Spiriting Gintaro off. Who the hell wrote this? Sorry.
Your mother.
And she starts learning things. Oh, Lord. And they're out in space and they do stuff, and Gintaro realizes she's not human because she turns into goop. I think she might be polymorph? That's a goop species, I think. I'm not sure. Kengo reveals that she's one of the seeds of life, the Sulu wolves. She's like a goop that changes into things. That's fun.
Ramble, ramble, ramble time.
Foundation X is after her, and Gintaro doesn't want to let them have her, but the Kamen Rider Club's hands are over anyway, and he's all upset. Oh, shit. I thought I was going to cough. So Forza accepts that she's not real, but he still wants to save her, but she's kidnapped by those people anyway. I think they vacuumed her up, if I remember right. They pulled like a Luigi's Mansion or something. And they defeat him, and something happens here. Touched by their friend's action, Gintaro becomes Forza again, and goes Fire States and stuff. And there's something about Super One Rocket Switch, and they destroy... What the hell is this? Destroy Sudden Death? Is that Sudden Death, but misspelled? Anyway, soon after, the Kamen Rider Club meets Edgy and asks for Gintaro's help. Edgy asks for Gintaro's help in defeating Foundation X.
Help.
He's so, like, that's not
then the movie War Megamax part happens, and that's where everyone's all together, and they're like, yay. So Gintaro introduces himself, and Shoujo's like, this guy's weird, I don't like him all that much. And then some talk about true Kamen Riders and friendship or something. He's like, okay, I guess he's okay. And I'm like, Shoujo, you're so easy, you're like all the Toku fans. So they explain Foundation X, and they catch up with everyone. Everyone knows what the hell's going on.
It was a segment called Soda Jerk Jedi Mon.
Yeah, I told you.
Sorry.
Dawson requested
I told
it.
Him. Yes, I named it.
That's funny.
I only have one job. It's stupid, but I'm going to do it.
You very rarely do it.
I got lawyered.
Trying to figure out what happened. There's a bunch of Zodiarts appear randomly somehow that they already destroyed already, but there's more of them, apparently.
They made them.
So Shoujo and Philip become double, and they hold off the Zodiarts, and then Edgy and Gintaro run off to do other crap. And Kanagi basically sends out this huge army of Dustards and Waste Yummies and Masquerade Dopants, and Oz fights all the grunts, and he basically uses all of his main combos in order, and it's really awesome. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Zonk.
And Forza fights the rest of him using pretty much every Astro Switch he has. Some in combos, some not, and it's a fun fight sequence, probably one of the better ones in the movie. In terms of fun, and like their theme songs play, and then double fights, and he does his
double shit
main three combos and three fights, and it's really awesome. And then it's sort of like, oh, the legendary riders. He picks up the briefcase, and there's the legendary rider things in there. So there's four Astro Switches and three core medals, obviously. And so they're like, oh, this is convenient, let's do this. And so they put them all on their belt, and you get all the noises that the toys make, and they scan them, and all of a sudden, bam, the seven riders are like, oh, crap.
Oh, crap. Their costumes suck.
So the Kanagi guy has the Solu and the medals, and he becomes the Super Gingo thing or something.
Super Ginga Man.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Ginga Man!
And,
he's a Super Galaxy King, you faggot. God. Dawson his gayness.
So, they're all up on the Exodus, and then Forza falls off. And he's like, what am I gonna do? And they're like, use Power Dizer, it'll work somehow. They're like, okay, and he goes, blast off.
And he's like, Power Dizer.
Blast off.
Cyclone Joker Extreme and Aqua. Aqua comes back at some point. And the seven riders defeat all of the
balls by mouth people
just because they felt like reusing suits. And so Oz gets these future core medals that are Super Taka, Super Tora, and Super Bata.
Super Taka, Super Tora, and so Super
really
Bata.
Fast, and like you can't even comprehend what's going on. And so he uses those to become the Super Tatuba combo. Meanwhile, Forza becomes Rocket States because he wants to do that. And
look at this shout out debuted in the movie. I didn't realize this. I didn't even know a shout out in the movie. I'm sorry.
Did it debut in the movie? I thought it was in the show once.
It was never in the show. Nope.
Oh, okay.
It was on the CD and it was a pretty cool song.
Yeah, I like it. It was cool.
Yeah. It's a good song. I like it.
And so they fly around and do a bunch of CGI stuff. And, they defeat the Super Galaxy King, and the Exodus explodes, and he's like, "Oh!" And now Nadashiko's like pure energy, and
she has balls.
She departs the Earth as the Kamen Riders re-enter the atmosphere. That's sad.
And she has balls.
Bet she does. And so Edgy goes off.
She can make them
to return to his job of trying to make alcohol again. And Gentaro sees real Nadashiko, and he's like, Zom, but she doesn't know who he is, and he ends up looking like a creeper. And
as usual.
And then all of a sudden, there's Meteor. He's there, and he's like, oh, I wonder if I'll find my target here. And that's all.
Meteor on. Ready? Okay, Meteor.
Ow.
Then the movie ends.
Yay, endings. Wait, that's an SPD episode. So, I actually didn't mind this movie. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Absolutely, I agree. Like, it's still not the best.
It was far better than O's and Double.
But I think it was probably the best movie war film so far.
Oh, yeah. It was much better than
movie war. I liked it better than All Riders, too. I thought All Riders was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it was just really good. I think
my biggest... My biggest complaints were that Forza was there and that the seven riders were there. They didn't need to be there. They were just so unnecessary.
Like, you know what I liked? And it's something, like, little, but I liked that that they used Kamen Rider Joker.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I liked that, too.
Like, that made me happy. Like it was a funny sequence to, at least to me too, because he's like, let's do this, Philip. He's like, I'm reading about noodles. Do it yourself. Fine. He's got the double driver in one hand, so he put it on. So he took it off and then just pulled the lost driver out with his other hand. I was like, where are you keeping all this?
It'd be funnier if he just like plucked out the other slot on the double driver.
It's just actually detachable at this point.
Or he's just like, oh, damn it, all right, I'll go Joker. And then he starts watching the Shugun Shinobi How to Customize Your Double Driver review. And then he just gets on the floor and starts fixing it.
He's like, hold up, 1 minute. Screwdriver out.
Wait, Shugi's saying next step, calm down.
Like, and he I just loved that, you know, using Joker, and that the beginning of the movie we actually got actual fight scenes with the Riders that lasted. I mean, they weren't like long by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't like 2 seconds and then we're done. Like, oh, kick, kick, punch. Okay, bye. Like, they fought there and then they fought again at the end of the movie, so they actually got to do stuff besides just looking pretty.
Yeah, and like they didn't have that floppy chest thing going on like they did in All Riders.
Oh yeah, the like the Baywatch shit going on.
The Let's Go Kamen Rider, yeah.
They were just they didn't need to be there though. They were like, oh look, these guys we're gonna figure out soon. Let's find them. They didn't need to be there. They're old and busted. It's about the new hotness.
Yeah, I thought Forza was there. I really like Super Tatoba.
I still kind of don't like how colorful it is, but. At the same time, I like the effects that it brings with the bigger claws and the Taja doorhead.
Yeah, I like the futureness, and you know what I like too is the whole thing with Ankh and how because it's different. It's different than the Philip thing. The Philip with Philip died or whatever because he's dead already.
And he got reborn as a Digi-Egg, as a Leafmon, and he forgave Ken. Oh shit.
And like the very next episode, which was the finale of Double, was like 1 year later, and then he was alive again with really nothing in the middle. Here what we had was Ankh's gone, he's the core metal split in half. Edgy set out around the world to go find a way to restore him his metal, but then we see he's come back from 40 years in the future and he's alive, so we know it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Well, you know he comes back, and then, which, I mean, in some point, in some sense, lets them do whatever they want. They could, you know, make anything they want in the middle there to do something, you know, and, which is always good, although I still don't understand why they couldn't have made a V-Cinema Joker movie that's set in that 1 year period for Double, but that's...
I'm more upset by the fact, how did Philip get a haircut if he's digital? Is it like a customization feature? Do they go into like MS Paint? Like, I don't know how that works. Photoshop?
I don't know either, but...
I'm just happy that they set it up in a way to where they got to use Ankh and still have him be in the movie.
Plus,
give you the idea that he is going to come back at some point in this timeline that they just don't know when. But it wasn't some stupid-ass retcon just to get the actor back again.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have to go, oh, no, they fixed it already. I'm like, that would be...
Also, it wasn't some big retcon to get Edgy the ability to transform again.
Yeah, the metals went somewhere instead of just going to...
Yeah,
just...
like...
They did a good job with those continuity overall, I thought.
Yeah,
like, definitely. Yeah, that... I mean, that was really, really well done, and I liked it, that part a lot. Like, there was problems with the movie. Like, we mentioned, like, how is it that as you remove core metals, Poseidon becomes stronger?
And then there was a Forze part instead of just more O's.
Yeah. that whole thing was weird. There was a lot of weirdness there.
See, there was a lot of good ideas in this movie, and I felt there was, like, a lot of rushness going on.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I've said this before in private discussions, that it would have been neat if they did this, like, a Kamen Rider Zen move. Where it was like a trilogy.
Yeah.
So like O's could get his own movie and Forza can get his own movie, and then like maybe have like Double kind of merge with like the final part movie. Or just have Double have his own movie, because the idea of Foundation X bridging all three writers is always really cool to me. Because they set that up since Double, and it would have given a lot more time to flesh out a lot of the ideas with like Aqua and Poseidon and everything, and it would have felt more like cohesive, but...
I still want those medals.
Me too.
I think Kevin's secretly...
I actually, you know what, as much as I wouldn't want to spend the money on it, I actually would not mind if Premium Bandai, and I know they're listening, because they do that, would take all those little pretty pictures that are on Kogami's little wall behind him, just make them all out of metals. The sounds are already in my driver.
Yeah.
Just give me a set of those. I would.
Kind
of
like a premium metal collection, too.
Yeah, that would be like all the future metals. It could give us the Super Taka Torambata. And Yeah, they can even give us an updated scanner if they want. That'll actually say super whatever. But just like all the like the Poseidon medals, the super medals, and then all that shit that was behind Kogami on the wall, with the penguin and the polar bear and the bee and the what was it like spider, whatever the hell was. I didn't even notice that after more cow and chicken, chicken or whatever. I don't know.
Cow chicken.
Red guy. I don't know. It's a combo. Cow, chicken, and red guy. Like I just think that would be so cool. Like I want more medals. That's just the bottom line, really. I want medals. Yeah. And I think it's a missed opportunity at the selling off of a toy.
Especially like, since they include the Legend Rider switches to sell those, and it seems
they did Legend Rider switches. They did the Super One switch. They've sold movie items before with like Skull and everything else, and previous like standard Rider movie merchandise. On top of that, they saw how well the movie, how well the previous metal sets have sold. There's no reason they couldn't have made Metal Set EX and had
Metal
like
Set 6
made, you know, the Gaddafi combo and given us these the medals. Like there's I still think it would have been sure we'd have been like, oh damn, more medals to buy and have to spend money on it and like stalk on Miami, but it would have been worth it because it'd been medals, and then Brian would have sold it 3 weeks later when they announced Premium Set 2, and then they've been all for nothing, just like with the rest of our stay up late for medals. But you know what, that's fine, that's what Brian wants to do, he's gay like that. Yep. But what else was there? There's the what else? I'm trying to think of what else I liked. I liked how Aqua is a lot like Ichigo, except he uses water instead of air. Yeah, it's water. Just like the Avatar.
Earth. Fire.
It's just like the Avatar. Ichigo was air, and then he's gone. It's 80 years in the future. Now it's water.
I think Aqua they need to Korra. Remember. They need to remember Aqua so they can use them when the time finally comes. So like we got a super sneak preview of the Rider for years from now.
Yeah, 40 years. We'll be here 40 years from now going, looks like next year's Kamen Rider is this guy Kamen Rider Aqua. His he belt has familiar. No gimmicks. This is the first time in 40 years they've had no gimmicks on the belt.
Last year we had the 39 gimmick.
We had 150 capsule sets.
In the first month?
They released 4 a day.
Yeah, the new Spoonroids. That was fun.
It's interesting because they had those mute things, the weird monsters. Forgot what they call them.
Oh yeah, mighty mutes or whatever. Mutamits.
That's not. Yeah, mutamits.
Mustards.
Mustard. So they had those mutamits or whatever. Like, it'd be interesting if that was Wizards enemies or just someone's enemies
or used in the future,
and then it like relates also back to Foundation X. That'd be cool. Like
I just like little subtle things.
I'm glad they're at least keeping Foundation X around.
Yeah
and it's not and the thing is that like yeah they beat these people but there's still a Foundation X, so they can like keep using them for bringing them back for future stuff, and that's always good. Hopefully, whatever they bring them back for will be as good as this movie. And because I liked it, I mean, it's not like Zom super awesomest Kamen Rider movie ever.
Mostly because Forze was
out. Yeah, part was really stupid. I'm in love with Goop. Oh,
I think
so Forze.
It was more bearable than most of the Forze episodes.
Yeah, that's what I said. The characters were not as bad as they are in a lot of the.
Mostly because they weren't really in it that much.
I mean, even Yuki didn't have enough time to be obnoxious totally. I mean, Ring Girl was awesome. I love Ring Girl. That face she made. She made a face like a frog or something at one point. I was slightly frightened.
The part I did like about the Forze thing was at the very beginning when they were dressed up like the Legendary Riders.
Using cardboard boxes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and...
That part was funny.
Ring Girl was just kind of there going, I'm a Zaw.
Yeah, I was like, I love this. I love you, Ring Girl.
I did like that part because I just thought I liked the idea of them existing in that same universe.
And then they said X and focused on Amazon, and that was even funnier. And she's just like, Amazon. She's making all the motions and the faces. Even if they walk off, she's still standing there.
I think the part I didn't like about it was just the plot of him falling in love with Goop. That's like, that's so Forze. Like, they just wasted Nadeshiko. Like, she had a neat design, and it was a girl rider, which is rare, and then they just, she literally was just a blob.
Well, it goes with Ultima Spider. I'm like, remember, they're the You're My Jews, and then we find out Dawson's true feelings on Jews.
Oh, my God. Never gonna escape this?
Nope.
It's just one of those things where I like that they more or less equally used both sides. I mean, the O's portion was just terrific.
It really was.
Like, it didn't really have any sort of negative consequences on the main storyline. In fact, I would say it didn't really have any negatives at all. Like, it didn't throw around crazy retcons or anything like that. Like, yeah, it destroyed the birth prototype system, but...
I'm fine with that.
That doesn't matter come Superhero Tyson, apparently. But I don't think that movie's canon to anything, so...
Not in my life.
You know what it reminded me? It did remind me, though, of Movie War Corps a little bit in that, like, the old writer part was the really good part. Yeah. And the new writer part's the part that you went, why am I watching this?
Because I think that usually ends up happening for the main reason that this usually happens so early that the main writer doesn't have a lot of its potential yet.
Forze potential. So good.
Whereas, save that for later. I mean, like, the double portion had a huge universe to build off of. The OS one had a nice end of the story to branch off of. And Forze, I mean, didn't have anything to branch off of at all. It still doesn't, in my humble opinion, but...
Well, yeah, because it's also, it's done in the beginning of their filming and stuff, too, so they haven't really been doing the characters for very long. Gintaro still had a tiny pompadour. It wasn't that big yet. And then, like, just like with Movie War Corps, you had Double was done, and Double had, like, the whole awesome skull thing they did. And then, like, Oz was just starting the characters. They didn't really know what the hell was going on. It was barely starting. And then, like, the Oz portion of Movie War Corps was like, what the fuck's happening? Why is Ankh not here? Why is Edgy doing everything for himself? These people don't know what they're doing. Who are you? You're not my characters. Get off my screen. Bring back the real Oz characters. And especially because we see it so late, too. Like, we see it after the show is ended. Mm-hmm. Or by the time the show is, like, almost over, like this one is. Like,
we see it after the next show ended?
Well, like for this, like, you know, this came out at the beginning of Forze's run. Towards the beginning, we're seeing it when Forze's almost over. So we've seen the characters a lot longer, and we're like, Well... Like, okay, let's go back then. We saw O's, like the Movie War Corps, about this part in the O's series run when we'd already been with those characters for like 30-something episodes, 40 episodes. We're like, you guys aren't the same characters.
That was really noticeable because Date wasn't in it. Like, all this birth stuff had happened and it was birth's first appearance.
Yeah, and like, Goto was like awful in that movie and...
But if you go awful in that movie.
Why are we talking about it? It's making me upset. I'm getting sick to my stomach.
I'm upset.
Stupid alt universe O's.
It's fun. It was fun. They got to fight, and there was Greeds and Dopants, and they just brought back a bunch of suits. And
so, main timeline Edgy now has one of every metal.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, every one of the five Greeds. There's
the purple metals are gone.
Yeah.
Puto Tira no Zaru. So I'm going to assume...
Puto Tira no Moru.
I'm going to assume that Super Tato Ba is his new, like, super final form, I guess.
Yeah,
I still
like
wish
that.
We would have seen that at the end. These are the medals used by the king. Turn them into the same thing.
kind of like how Deno's new super form is Cho Climax or something. And Kuga's is, like, Rising Ultimate instead of Ultimate and stuff. They just retcon it to... Whatever happens later, but whatever.
Yeah. But I don't know. I really enjoyed the movie. I mean, the Forze part was difficult to get through, but everything else was really good.
I'm just happy to see O's again, and I'm glad they didn't mess it up. I was missing O's. I've been missing O's.
This movie made me realize how much I missed O's. Like, I was missing it already to the point where I was, like, drooling when I got my premium O-Metal set. I'm like, oh, no, they're so pretty.
I know. I watched them, like, I'm like, I need medals. I'm like, where can I get some? What can I do? Who can I find to get me medals? And, like,
who's dick do I have to suck to get some medals around here?
Oh, God.
I know. Like, I need medals. And then and I saw Ankh, and I was like, I miss you so much. Satanaka and Date and, like...
Kogami.
It's like aerosol. I know. Yeah, I miss it a lot.
I like how Double, or Shoto and Philip are like, I guess we're veterans now.
They're like, wait, we're senpai? Aww.
Remember when we were all new and shiny? And people were like, oh my god, stupid Rider.
And we're like, when did that happen? When did we become the veterans? What the hell?
I like the Tommy of Kamen Rider. Oh my god, yeah. Shoto original Double.
Original Double. Yeah, but really awesome. I liked it.
Yeah.
Not that it was really hard to beat the last one, but.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, they could have come in and taken a huge crap on the floor, and it would have been better than Movie War Corp. So.
It would have smelled better.
Come in, taking a huge crap, and just walk
movie
off.
Movie War Corps was basically Double Return Skull and then a bunch of crap. That's pretty much what it was.
It was Double Return Skull, and then we all walked away.
And I got a comment. Oh my god. This person's name in Pokemon Conquest is Takatora.
Where's Bada?
Trying to find him. Anyway, I don't remember. Oh, I got a comment on, not comment, the question on Form Spring that said, would you want to see O's Returns movies? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
It's not even a question, of course.
Date's abs return.
I need Date's abs to return.
But I'm really looking forward to some more Double and O's action at some point, hopefully. But,
yeah.
Anything else before we move on?
Nope.
I miss you.
I miss you too, Kevin. Because now it's time for Ramble time. Yeah.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The hook is grown up. We're just going to do banjo noises for about 30 minutes, so just sit in for the ride.
Corey?
Kapingo! That's too much.
Alright, so what's first? Pokemon? There was a Pokemon this week, and I don't remember what it was about.
There was the Buffalant and the wigs.
Oh, yeah, and the wigs. Oh, God, the wigs.
Buffalant. It's your avatar. Your avatar inspired it.
It's like, brr. And yeah, oh yeah, my Twitter icon. I got Scraggy with the afro. Is Afro Scraggy?
I honestly think Nurse Joy was just trolling him. She's like, well, I'm going to get him to wear these wigs. This is going to be so funny. This is going on Facebook. Oh, that was pretty funny. I like the way Buffalo was like, Buffalo. That's about it.
I like they just barked at each other like dogs.
Yeah. I like Snivy called shenanigans on the wigs. Like, it should be trolling. Snivy's in monologue.
Like, it was so stupid. It bothered me. I was like, I can't wait for this to be over.
Like, it was a hysterical episode to me because they're all like in stupid afros, and Pantsage didn't get an afro. He just fluffed up his head. I'm
poor
like, Pantsage. Stupid.
I was just thinking, Pantsage, you need more screen time. They should make a bigger deal about you. Look at you. You're a monkey. You're a broccoli monkey. Why aren't they talking about this?
Well, they just accept it as fact at this point. Like, okay, he's fine.
And Ronald Dawson dies.
Yay.
Oh.
What? Let's see. What else about Pokemon? Nothing, I think, besides Black 2 and White 2 are, like, releasing in Japan, like, now.
Yeah.
That's fun, so we'll have a bunch of information.
I avoided that during the Forza summer. I, like, held it off, and my eyes were tearing up, and I couldn't avoid the coughing this time. Or the wheezing. Ugh.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna sneeze.
You're not.
Nope.
Golden like a man.
Just kidding. Nope. You don't sneeze.
Yeah, I got it. You're gone, sneeze.
He caught the sneeze.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Wild sneeze fled.
Brian caught sneezing.
Yeah. And I'm in the middle of playing Pokemon Conquest, and it's really complicated. You have to make sure all these people are at the castles or else they're going to get attacked, and you have to do some attacking yourself, and I don't really know.
By some idiot in the projects.
It's I'm fun. A castle.
Where's Beckett?
You're a castle, okay.
Wee.
Okay, what's next?
Thunder, 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 oh, thunder, yeah. Cuts.
The series finale.
Yeah, maybe. I'm still holding out hope.
I thought it was okay.
Of
part
what?
Two was definitely better than part one.
I thought it was fantastico.
Like, I didn't really care for the first part. Like, I was really bored when they were racing for some reason. Like, when they're like, oh, we're going to race. I was like, yeah, I doubt
I wasn't really paying attention.
I went to make coffee.
The whole thing with Pomyra, like, pissed me off and, like, shocked me at the same time. Like, I didn't even think about it. Because I was so used to just thinking about the old show. I'm like, oh, they added some of the second season, third season, whatever it was. Thundercats, oh, that's cool. It's Pomyra. It's a new love interest. It was a new love interest, but she's a cold, heartless bitch that likes to suck Mummer's dick, but...
Well, here's... Oh, God. here's what I don't get. How did he know that they were going to stop at that camp and pick her up?
What if they stopped?
Like, how did they know that, like, her bitchy attitude wasn't going to put him off enough that they wouldn't, like, rescue her?
Question.
You got a quarter? Is that what she said? What's wrong with that dollar?
What's wrong with that dollar?
That's not at all what she said, but that makes you more gay than never.
Than never?
Than ever.
Okay. But yeah, like, I just...
Oh, damn it, dog!
I'm not Dawson.
You know they think you are at my house. So they're all the same person.
That was pretty funny.
But, like, that just kind of came out of left field, and I was kind of upset.
I'm upset? I was already mad at her when she was trying to just take the gravity plate off before we knew that she was evil.
Do it.
Like, you're going to kill
being
everyone.
A bitch.
Us.
She goes and just headlocks the vulture guy. I mean, I was happy that they finally brought in, like, the vulture people from the original show. That's, like, the only villain group that they didn't reference so far. So that was kind of neat. But, well, we finally got to see Lion-O in his Wave 2 armor.
Yeah. Like, one last push for the clearance toys.
But...
And Mummer got his awesome armor that we'll never see in toy form, and I'm all sad.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was just, like... He got one gem and he got that. I was like, what a bunch of shit.
I know, that's shitty. Lion-O just gets a sleeve. It's like, epic armored sleeve. I'm like, that's not badass.
But I was kind of upset about that, but... I mean, I don't really have too much else to say about it other than the fact that, I mean, I hope it does get renewed because I think they could do a lot with the rest of the show, but...
I think it's funny that it was just about a year ago that, like, I was excited because I saw the pilot and I was looking for toys and now they're on clearance and the show's probably over.
Like, it's just kind of sad that, like, none of these shows are, like, sticking around anymore. Like, honestly, I think Ben 10's one of the few shows that actually have stuck around. Like, all the other ones died.
I was in the pilot.
I mean, Generator X died. I think died. Didn't it die?
Yeah, it just ended. It didn't get renewed. I think it was like a combination of like ending and not getting renewed. If that makes any sense. I think it got like 60 episodes, or like 3 seasons or something.
That's not that bad.
I'm trying
that
to think
other of... show I was trying to think of, Symbiotic Titan.
Oh, I love that show. Now I'm upset again. That was amazing.
That show died. Thundercats is probably going to die.
Man, Brian's still alive, so we are all in trouble.
Go as far back and say Transformers Animated ended too early.
Awake, Ringer. Awake. Wait, those aren't cartoons.
But, I mean, it's just sad that, like, these cartoon series aren't sticking around that long anymore. Like, I don't... Kids are just, like, SpongeBob crazy or something? I don't know.
SpongeBob exactly. SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. But, I mean, it's just kind of sad that, like, these shows don't get to finish.
At least it got 20 whatever episodes instead of 13.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad it stuck around as long as it did if it does get canceled. Like, I mean, it's a shitty place to end. But at the same time, like, I feel content with the fact that the show did good while it was on. And
the thing was, I read several articles, and I guess, like, it's not even doing terrible in ratings. Like, it wasn't, like, calm down. It was doing, like, mediocre in, like, the Friday night time slot, and they thought that people just weren't tuning in because they're like... It was really funny because the article said, like, the adults are watching it, but they don't buy the toys because they're adults. I'm like, lol!
Most of the people that bought the toys were the adults.
I know, that's why.
I never seen a kid buy a Thundercat toy. I've only seen adults buy the Thundercat toys.
And then they said they moved it to Saturday, and they said the ratings got a lot better because it was sandwiched between, like, Ben 10 and DC Nation, but the toys weren't selling, so it was just really awkward.
Then stop making toys and just make a show. That wouldn't fly in today's world, but...
So where are the Korra toys?
I don't know.
I want the Korra toys. I just want a whole line dedicated to Pabu.
Hey, Pabu.
So, I mean, is that all? So,
kind of a
nice segue into Korra.
Yay, Pabu. He wasn't in it, so I was upset. So it's a horrible show now.
I'm upset.
I thought I saw Pabu.
It.
I remember seeing Pub.
Next week's the finale.
Is it this week or is it skipping a week? Because my DVR showed that it's a repeat.
I thought it was this.
That's what I thought too.
It should be this week. It should be this week. And it's an hour long.
Maybe check the schedule or something. It might be labeled something weird.
Well, like that happened with Clash of the Red Rangers. They labeled it as new Power Rangers Samurai and then Super Ninjas, but it was an hour of Power Rangers.
Oh yeah.
But they didn't label this as new. Like, well, I'm gonna go there again. Saturday. 9. See, it's labeling it as a repeat. And it says, just gives a generic description like Kung Fu Panda.
Alright. Let me check. It's supposed to be on the 23rd, so yeah. So I don't know. Keep an eye on it, maybe. I don't know. Is it on a different time?
It's on at 9.
No, I mean, like, is it. Are they airing it, like, at prime time or something?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I thought it was in the morning.
That's what I thought, yeah, too.
I don't think it's a different time.
Hold on, I'm checking this bitch. Talk about Korra while I look at the Nickelodeon
stuff. It was so cool. They were, like, doing things and stuff, and things happened.
The airbending kids are totally made of wind with fart bending.
Oh my god, that was epic. I love what's his name? Milo? Milo was awesome. Like,
oh my god, he was so funny. Like,
was this episode or was it the last one where, like, someone called and he answered and he goes, "Is this early in the morning? This better be important."
I think it was this one.
Yeah, like, it was so epic. And then Amon's like, "I kill your face, I capture everybody, now I kill you." And they're like, "No, I kill you too." I don't know, that's what I heard. And... like, they're like no, carpet bombing the city, and I was like, "Whoa!"
Are you checking? Are you still checking?
It's at 11.
Well, I know your airs later because I wanted to talk about it because it airs first for me, and you're like, "No."
Oh right, yours is all weird. So it's on at the normal time, I guess.
Is it shown on your schedule? Like that? It's new.
Let me check. I was looking at the. Because
my 11 just starts a nonstop marathon of Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda just is getting in the way.
I've never watched Kung Fu Panda. Like, I like the movies, but I never watched the show because isn't it, like, not Jack Black?
I don't know. Jack Black cop.
Okay, let's see. My DVR. Scheduled recordings. It's not set to record. Well, we both have Comcast, so...
Yeah.
Let's see. What the hell channel is Nickelodeon? Nick HD. Saturday. Yeah, it's set up the same on my end.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll change it. I mean, there was one week, like, when I first started watching it, they messed up. I'll just try to be up before it to make sure that I can catch it.
Yeah.
It's important.
It is very important. It's Korra. So anyway, back to the actual episode.
Back to Korra.
This show's so good.
I know.
That's all we really have to say.
Like, they went around beating people up, but like, no, we stop you. And then, like, Tenzin's are like, we gotta get out of here, bros. It's not cool. We should probably go get the safety.
That,
and I'm like,
poor,
okay.
That poor fire council lady.
Oh, right.
I was glad that, like, I was worried that Tenzin was going to get captured when he showed up, because I was thinking how, I like how the Equalists are a threat, but sometimes I feel like they're too much of a threat.
Like, they like, just, everything works in their favor, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, like I like that they balance it out, but I don't feel like they shouldn't be able to that easily dispatch so many benders. I mean, they're powerful, you
like,
know?
They got the powerful execution technique. It's, and
they just touch them.
Like,
don't
die.
Let them touch you!
Benders are weak to the electric type. Thundershock, it just...
I like how...
Them. Even the firebenders who, you know, can reflect that.
I like how Mako deflected that electricity back at that dude. It was awesome.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you.
Like, and then, it was like... Oh, crap, what was I gonna say? Oh, man, I forgot. Oh,
no,
dumbass.
Damn.
Oh. What the... What are they doing? Like, they're doing things, and I was gonna say stuff. Like, they had captured everyone, and then, like, they could have captured Tenzin, and he's like, no, bitch, not today.
He's like, Matrix.
I know. He's like, I'm not that easy to get. Bam, kill you.
Airbending,
and then,
screw you.
Anyway, and they, and then they're like, we need to get the United Forces Army people out here, and they're like, oh, okay, cool. And then it's like,
Zuko.
And then it's like General Iroh, but it's like
Zuko
little Zuko.
He's CJ.
CJ.
Well, he's Zuko's grandson.
Like,
but
I mean, we knew that. What's his name? I don't remember what his name was. The actor's name, but
Dante Basco.
Yeah, Dante. He's got a badass name. Anyway, well, like, we knew he was going to be in this show, and it was supposed to be playing an ancestor of Zuko. I like how he didn't change his voice at all.
Yeah.
Just flat out, bam, Zuko voice.
That's how it works. Like, I'm sure, like, my grandchildren will have my voice. Those poor kids.
Poor kids.
That's how genetics work. But that was cool to see that, and apparently Zuko's still alive, which is cool.
Oh, is he?
Well, because I was reading an interview. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I was going to bring up. I was reading an interview, and they just said, like, well, Zuko can't really fight at his advanced age. They didn't say he was dead. And also, they said that they're working on season 2, and they said that they asked, like, oh, have you heard anything about season 3? And they're like, well, we don't really make those decisions, but we have ideas past 2 books. So that's good. Well,
that's good.
And they did say it took them 2 years to make this, though. They're like, if you watched Avatar in a weekend, you have to realize that took us 6 years. And I was like, that's us.
Like, I'm wondering what it's going to be about. Like,
you have to realize it took us 6 years.
Like, and then, like, the preview for the thing for next week, it looks like Amon tries to take Korra's bending, and I'm like, no, Korra.
I'm thinking her bending's going to be taken, and there's going to be a storyline next year about getting their bending back, because it's not
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that one of 2 things will happen when he does that, or both. Like one or both. One is that it'll send her into the Avatar state, and then she'll just totally pwn his ass. But that, like, it
even if like it goes away, because she's the Avatar, like it won't be like some kind of a permanent thing. Like something will happen. I don't
think it's permanent for anybody.
Like it's, I don't know.
I don't remember where I was. It was one of the times I was reading about it, but somebody posted like pictures from the episode where Aang was meditating with that one like Indian guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something about how it was when he was trying to master the chakras and he was trying to master the Avatar state, and then he went back to save Katara, and it was all very Empire Strikes Back. But it was something along the lines of it's all in your mind and something with the chakras, and that, so I'm guessing that no one's bending is really gone. I think the Avatar is the only one that can really take it away.
Yeah, probably.
And someone else pointed out,
Of energy bending, is like brain bending.
It could just be like a super advanced chi blocking technique. And so I think, unless there's a clip to contradict it, I also remember reading on one of the posts that someone said that they like screen capped and Amon just always touches their head, and then in both instances when we saw Aang energy bend, he touches their chest. Like when he did that guy.
The Fire Lord?
Well, yeah, him and then the guy from the dude.
Tarlok's dad?
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I was just on the page too and I forgot it.
His name's Tarlok's dad, TD.
But yeah, like, so that's what I think. It's like, so she's gonna have to, like, so that's what the next thing is, she has to go around and, like, learn to bend again. And then I was all sad because they took Frau's bending away, and I'm like, no, Frau has to metal bend. It'll protect Dr. Evil or something.
See, I was thinking how a lot of shows do that. Just when a character, because she came in so overpowered compared to Aang, that might be a way to, like, you know, depower her for a little bit, maybe for a season or a half a season. And I was also thinking how, like, she has a hard time with the spiritual side, that maybe in order to get her bending back, she'll have to get more in touch with that side.
Maybe.
So I don't know, I think it could be for interesting stories.
She'll lose her bending and then basically have to go get it back.
Yeah.
Unless the Avatar typical shenanigans begin.
She'll have to go get her mojo back. I don't know. That could be proven totally wrong and her bending's not taken away, but I thought that would be an interesting way to handle it with most of the main characters being without their bending, and it could just be an interesting element.
Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to it. Like,
yeah.
I'm sad that the season's kind of over already, but hopefully season 2 will start not fairly soon, but when the TV season starts again.
And then Tenzin's wife had a baby. And
Rowan or something like that?
Rohan. I'm like, oh, that's easy to remember because of Lord of the Rings. And then I was like, ooh, Mystic Knights.
Yeah, I know. That was the first thing I thought. They were
going to name him Aang.
Like, my first thought was like, ooh, like, okay, I remember this because Lord of the Rings. And then I was like thinking about it the other day and I was like, ooh, Mystic Knights. That is how I was a Rohan guy, except he was a fire dude. I'm like, wouldn't that have been ironic if it was the same element? Then that took me on a further tangent in my brain because that's what happens. And then I was like, ooh, wouldn't that be cool? And my next thought was, like, Mystic Knights, but done like my armor plus Ronin Warriors. And then I was like, ooh. And then I was like, oh god, money. But that'd be cool. Like, if they just made like a bunch of like diecast Mystic Knights figures, that'd be awesome. Think about it, Brent.
I want to talk about Korra again.
I don't know, but it was Mystic Knights, and I like Mystic Knights, and then I was like, ooh, armors, and then I forgot where I was, and I was like, oh, like, I'm in the shower. I mean, not right now, because that'd be weird, but and you'd hear it, but at the time, I was in the shower.
But
and then I was like, why am I not leaving?
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I don't think that, because I know that it was originally planned, but I think we were right. I think Brian mentioned it last week that they probably knew a little bit in that they were going to go farther. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that at least maybe we'll find out who Amon is or something, and maybe he'll be injured, or I don't know. I don't think we've seen the last of Amon by next season.
That's what I was trying to figure out. It's like what the what the bad guys are going to like, or what the bad guy thing will be. Like, is it going to be the same? Somehow Amon gets away. Is there going to be some kind of other bad guy person?
He'll come in and say, hi, I'm Amon.
There could be somebody pulling Amon's string.
I was trying to kill you, but now I want to be your friend.
Yeah, that's possible.
On Steve's voice.
Hi, Amon here. Then he accidentally burns somebody's feet, and everyone's upset.
Yeah. I'm upset.
He feet bends them, and they can't use their feet, and they're just falling over. Like, oh, sorry, I blocked your feet chakras.
Feet bends.
It's a creepy thought.
It looks like...
What are they going to say? I saw in the interview, they were like... The interview to end all interviews. I don't remember where it was because I don't remember where I read things, but they asked them why they did black and white 2 instead of gray, and they said a lot of this was just stuff they wanted to do in the first game but couldn't because of time constraints. Then take your time!
Yeah, so
there was nothing really saying that they needed to release the first game. Like, then they could have waited a little bit longer.
It would have been cool if they would have just turned out a Ruby and Sapphire remake for DS. And then worked a long time on this and just made one super awesome black and white for 3DS. But nope. They don't think like me.
No one wants to think like you.
Plus they weren't going to do 2 remakes back to back.
Yeah.
I'm a remake.
And then they're taking forever with... Well, they're changing the formula by doing Black 2, so they could have done that. I don't know. I don't understand games. They're taking forever to make Animal Crossing, but the Assassin's Creed people can build Rome in like a year. It's ridiculous. Those old game designers, you can't rely on those things anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So, is that all for Ramble Time, I think?
I think so.
Since I refuse to talk about Ultimate Spider-Man anymore.
Tron was cool. I liked it.
We might add that. I'm going to watch the 2 episodes that were out.
3 if you watch Beck's Beginning.
Some point before next podcast. So... We might add that instead of Ultimate Spider-Man because it's probably a better show. So,
and we'll be able. Avengers will be back next week.
Yeah. We'll talk about that because that doesn't suck like Ultimate Spider-Man.
That's your I guess it's your Forza, but you don't like Forza either. It's like your extreme Forza. Ooh, a Denny's commercial.
No, I really want breakfast.
Let's see. Your rival's name is Hugh. That's cool.
Here we go.
It says here that the HP XP meters have backgrounds in Black 2 and black backgrounds in Black 2 and white backgrounds in White 2. That's neat. And it says here after you beat the second gym, you have to participate in Pokewood. So you have to get some wood after you beat the gym. That's kind of dirty. And it says here you can drag and select multiple Pokemon at a time in the PC box and move them.
It's about fucking time.
All
this is like stuff that should have been in the first game.
Yeah, well, they have that Pokedex thing that's like it lets you see. You can pick a region in the map and it'll go, like route whatever and it'll say, hey, look, these are the Pokemon available to capture in this route. And I'm like, yay. Did I say that during the podcast?
Yeah.
Did I? I don't remember. I don't know who I am or where I am. I don't know who you are.
This is
are
the
you
trouble
Brian?
With the time traveling podcast.
Anyway, so now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekliness.
That's the new jingle from now on. Brandon.
Yay, Brian has to be stupid from now on.
Sad face.
So, the question for this week is, what is your favorite video game franchise of all time and why?
Yay!
We have Alex's brother first.
So, Ryan Hartman says, Mega Man or Pokemon? I've always loved games where you collect things. And you'll love Donkey Kong 64.
Oh my god.
That's pretty much collecting the game.
You needed a chart to keep track of all the collectibles.
You need the crystal coconuts, and you need the golden bananas, and you need normal bananas, you need these coins.
Oh my god. And then your ammo for your, like, coconut Zooka. Those were the days. Nothing beats the original. So Marvelous
J-Mac. Nothing beats Awesome Rider.
That sounds like
I
a
will.
Tokyo DJ. Ratchet and Clank, aside from the disaster of Ratchet Deadlock, I liked it. The console games have been good for the most part. It's one of the few series I enjoy continuing to play.
Alright, we have Anthony Ninthara. Whatever. Final Fantasy, because you actually get to know the characters' motifs in the video game. It's motifs. You're supposed to be motives. What
the motif? I think he means motifs.
Motifs. Okay. Whatever. I don't know if I understand that, but whatever.
Cuevas, maybe.
I'll say Cuervo. That's liquor.
I'm a fan of the Ace Combat series because the real world planes are fun to fly into fictional countries, bristling with an unrealistic amount of missiles.
Chris Jansen says, the Legacy of Kain series. Why? Because it has one of the best stories ever and great gameplay. Just hearing the rumors of it coming back again makes me really happy. I've never even heard of that.
I didn't know there was rumors that it was coming back.
I honestly glanced down at it and saw The Legend of Korra.
I played the first one, I think. It's a good series, but I didn't know it was coming back. Interesting.
Then we have Greg Santucci, who says, Halo, you get to play as the Master Chief and watch the Covenant forces fall at your feet. Enough said.
I agree, Arbiter.
Sean Gardenier says, that's a hard question, my good sir, just like other things. There are many great series out there, each with its own depth and history, but I'd have to say the series I'm most attached to is the Super Mario Brothers. My first console was an SNES my parents bought me, along with Super Mario Kart. That game was amazing. It's funny how terrible it is now, but it really was amazing at the time. Yeah. Until they ruined Mario World for me. Following Christmas, in order to save money, my parents bought me a copy, which I still play to this day, and of course, Mario All-Stars. That was shit.
I know, right?
That's the definition of a perfect game. That's because it's a bunch of games. Three classic titles, four if you get the special one with Mario World, which was also cool, and Lost Levels, the Japanese Mario Brothers 2. But yes, the Mario Bros are my bros, holding a place near and dear in my heart. Oh, and Pokemon Snap is freaking epic, too. Indeed. I forgot that they had a cart with Mario All-Stars and Mario World in it, like, at the same time. Like, that's, like, the most epic SNES cart ever.
I forgot they did that, too, because I just had the normal version.
Yeah, I've got the one that came with my...
Those were, like, my first three games. My machine came with Mario World, and then I got Mario All-Stars and Mario Kart, like, 2 days later. I was like, oh...
Not like an evil version.
I love my SNES. The fucker still works, like, perfectly.
So does mine. Mine sits there, and we're like, look, it's an antique. We have, like, 50 games for it, and we still
like,
play
there's
it.
There's this one picture that, like, has a picture of the 360, and it says, like, I break for no reason, and then it shows a picture of the Nintendo 64, and it's like, lol, you could drop a fucking TV on me, and I'd still work.
Yeah.
Can I go?
Yeah.
You can go. Keith Lambertson says, okay.
Oh, finally.
I'm back. Wait, hold on. Crap. The cord's on my face.
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
I was playing the marshmallow game again. Okay. So, Keith Lamberton says, Metroid. Super Metroid is the first game I remember beating and loved every minute of it. He corrected it later. I was like, what is he correcting? He loved every minute of it when I was 5. Played every game before and after, like the majority.
And I have to give you props for playing Super Metroid when you're 5. I tried doing that, and I rage quitted. So,
I never played Super Metroid, so... and then Drake Sakuta, who's apparently Meteor...
I bet that's not your last name, you liar.
Kingdom Hearts, because it keeps making me buy the next game to find out what happens next.
Or in Kingdom Hearts' case, find out what happens before the game that you played already.
What happens next, and then before, and then around, and in between, and...
Yeah...
Alongside of, you never know what's going to happen.
It works, though. TKD Tigre says, it's a split between Pokemon and Resident Evil. That's a weird combination. Pokemon, really, because I grew up with it, and I'm really surprised that it lasted so long. Why not Digimon, damn it, lol. And Resident Evil, because I played that since I was a kid. I loved kicking ass in that game. My parents thought I had some problems. I like killing things. Maybe you do have some problems, bro. You might want to get that checked.
Got some crazy hair. And then we have Quentin Momo Keller, which
I totally
read
that as Momo Killer and I got upset.
Like, poor Momo. Magic the Gathering Duels of the Planeswalkers. We're going to do magic? It's a spin-off.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it said spin-off. Sorry. It's a fantastic spin on the MTG franchise and an amazing game overall. Dot-up. 2013 is releasing July 20th. Check it out on Steam. Someone like this. Was it Fize Daniel? Oh, no. It's the guy with three names.
Okay. Oh, my favorite commenter. So, Charles Chunk says, Pokemon because Lugia is big. I'm not sure if that's a valid reasoning, but whatever.
Joe Weston says, Team Fortress because I love FPS games and Valve is my favorite company. Yeah, we said franchise, so I'll go with that. Team Fortress 2 does kick ass. I haven't played it in, like, forever, and they changed it, and I'm all scared now. Like, they added so many things to it, I don't understand anymore. I don't want to go back.
It's kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh! They add, like, numbers and all this stuff. I don't know how to play it anymore. I just know the show rules that I win, because I drew a card. So Kyle Kennedy says, I don't like your avatar, at least half of it. It's got Forza in it, and my eyes are bleeding. Kingdom Hearts because I played it when I was younger and it was a game I loved overall as a kid. Even now, I still think it was an amazing game and I'm still playing them too. Can't wait for Kingdom Hearts 3D because it comes out on my B-Day. Is your name Kiefer? I thought it comes out around his B-Day.
I don't know. Next, Hassan Ulhaq says, Mario because it's addicting and you can't get enough.
Brody Taylor Gage says, Dot Hack, the world and the story draw you in. The music fits every area you visit. I do love that series. It's a shame the games kind of drop off the face of the planet. But
okay. Speaking of Kiefer, he showed up. Kiefer Martin says, well, that's that one's a no-brainer for me. My all-time favorite is the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise. I love the mix of crazy, fast speed, and traditional platforming, the fun story and cast of characters, and the ultra-catchy music. Heck, I love this series so much that I collect the toy line. The comic series, the TV shows, and just anything about it I can find vaguely Sonic-related. Points to the very weird Sonic novelty sporting equipment acquired at Ross TJ Maxx stores that are covered in vomit. I mean, still... We all have Sonic hats because we did bits. I even have the Sonic characters painted on my walls in my room and decals and more Sonic characters stuck on the unpainted ones. No joke, I'm pretty much a Sonic fanatic. XD. Gale of Darkness.
Sounds like my friend Corey. Alright, next up is Cullen E. Watkins. Ooh, he's back. It says, Super Mario, it holds a special place for me. Played it since I was a young offspring. I've always found any game with Mario in it to be entertaining and fun to play. Gotta love that stash. It tickles the ladies in places.
So I get to read my girlfriend's.
Who is this cat, Tracy?
Sounds like I want to know who the puppy is. Oh, look at that face.
Cutest little fucking dog ever.
Except you need another one and you can name it Mike.
Then you have to gain a lot of weight.
Be on Bridesmaids. That movie's actually legit funny.
I didn't see it. I heard you're a bitch, though.
She said, I would have to agree with Drake. Kingdom Hearts is the shit. First of all, you got the title wrong, and then you didn't give a valid reason. Sorry,
who
baby,
is this
try again.
Commenter?
Boom, lawyer.
Got a link here. CBS Press. CBS from Mazatel. Okay. Hold on, I got back to it. Okay. Hold on, I lost my face. Okay. Benny Mitchell. Am I reading the same comment?
Yeah.
My favorite. My favorite would be Sonic the Hedgehog. I love the fast-paced platforming elements of the series, and it was the first gaming franchise that I followed. I love the cast of characters, each with personality and color. Like Sonic Colors. Lol, double music. Was that the one that had double music? I don't know. I'm talking really fast.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah.
The graphics for a lot of games were vibrant, colorful, and full of detail, and the music is just downright awesome. I even have some of the main theme songs on my iPod. Even in the games that most people don't like, I can still find something to enjoy. Sonic has been a huge part of my life, and he was part of the foray in video games. He was just, he just had that kind of impact on my life. Is he Kiefer? Is Kiefer two people?
Kiefer might be.
It's African-American Kiefer.
What? A lot. Next up is Nicholas Tubbs. It says, Pokemon or Kamen Rider Climax Heroes? Because I can beat the shit out of Forza whenever I want to.
I like your reasoning, sir.
So, Sean Stewart says, Kingdom Hearts for
Genix! Oh.
Thank you. This is a game series that I've played since it first came out in 2002. I fell in love with it. I love the fact that... that's not even in the sentence. I love that you can have a crossover game with Disney characters and Final Fantasy characters and still have a good story and gameplay. It is the only game series and a few of the and one of the few things in Live that I wait patiently for when a new release is on the way. The characters are lovable and likable, and unlike Forza, you actually want to see more of them laughing when they their ankle sprain and are on the ground in pain like Yuki. I think I get it.
The gameplay is great as well. Oh, that sounds dirty.
Ankle bending.
It's next to feet bending.
With you having many choices on how to fight and what world you want to fight in next, I love it and will continue to get the games till the day it dies. Or you
he
do
looks
whatever.
He's very happy here. He must have just played Kingdom Hearts in this picture.
And then we have Gary Baker.
I'm sorry, I couldn't wait till next week to say Chenik, so I had to.
He's David
to
Baker's
again.
Brother, the guy that helped design Stella.
Why do I have to read everyone I know?
I know. I think you did it on purpose. You set it up.
Yeah, I set it up, totes.
Not you, him.
Brian. Set it up. I'm taking credit. Just kidding. Anyway.
Brian, cheater.
So, Gary Baker says, well, as usual, it's a really hard answer. Okay, I'm done using that one forever, I swear. Using what one? I'm confused. Anyway.
Answer one. You're stupid.
Well, I didn't think it was overused. I mean, just a statement. Anyway, the answer for me is Soul Calibur. My favorite one was 2. Sorry. And I've been hooked ever since. Besides giving us characters like Big Chesticles, Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge Joke XD, the awesome fighting engine, robust combo system, and the awesome guest characters. Okay, besides Yoda, the dude was... Wait. Okay, besides Yoda, the dude was cheap, let's face it. Okay. I can understand that. It gives us the deep and rewarding fighting game. Also, Yoshimitsu and Voldo for the win.
Okay, so next is Alex Ryder. Says Pokemon, Final Fantasy, and Halo are the franchises I've played the most. Even Call of Duty up to World at War I loved. I read that as World War One at first and I was really confused. But if I had to choose one, it would be Pokemon since Red Version was the first game I completed by myself. Yay.
Yay. And so Jeff says, have to say Zelda is probably my favorite exclamation point. A Link to the Past for the win.
You were supposed to read that as letters, because that would have been hilarious.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Zelda's more of an adventure, and you get to get new items and do quests. I like doing quests in games, LOL, no exclamation point, just capital letters. But other than Zelda, Mario and Pokemon, but my other one.
I didn't understand that last sentence.
Thanks, Jeff. Fusing the hell out of Dawson, as usual. Most people do, but it's okay. Yeah. Well.
That reached 651 people.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone that answered. We got a really good response on that one. A lot of responses. I was very pleased, so keep that up.
It wasn't all just like the same thing, like when we asked movie questions.
Well, yeah, and just like, it was a lot of responses. I mean, yeah. And good ones. It wasn't just like, well, I said why, but usually we get stupid stuff. I mean, we did have that one about Lugia being big, but we can't win them all.
And then we did have some idiot who was like, Kingdom Hearts is, and I'm like, oh, Lord. It's like, stupid hoe.
Aw.
Okay. I'm getting like an angry text message now. Karen, why did you say that about me in the podcast?
Leaving that part in just so it happens.
I don't talk like that!
She's behind anyway. Who knows when she'll actually listen to this.
Oh, good. I'm behind, too. I'm getting ready to start Season 3.
So, as far as us answering the question, because we're supposed to do that...
We do that here? Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it to only one, and I'm just going to have to give it to Pokemon. Because, I mean, they don't have the best stories or anything like that, but I love collecting things, and I like little creatures, and it's more or less like... I play the card game, and I collect the toys, and I watch the anime when it doesn't want me to kill myself.
And I hug my plushies.
And, yeah, there's plushies, and there's just so much involved with it, and I mean,
I have my own plush Shuki.
Playing both the video game and the card game, I've met so many people that it's kind of like Toku in a sense that it kind of shaped my life. So it's one of those franchises that I'm just kind of always going to like. And so if I had to pick one, I'd have to give it to Pokemon because it had the most influence on me, but that's what I'd go with.
And then we met all of Brian's friends somehow, too, the same way. I don't
know. And we went on road trips. It was magical. But just on Cat, really. That sounded wrong. We had road trips on Cat.
That sounds really dirty.
I was gonna say Pokemon 2 just because originally this question, which I still might use later, somebody answer it, was what your favorite game is of all time, and I had a hard time thinking about that. So I was thinking Pokemon is probably my favorite franchise of all time just because it's always been there and I always enjoy it. Like, since I was little until now, like, my tastes have changed and I play all kinds of different games, but I've always played Pokemon and I always loved it, and it's like, not quite as much as Brian, because Brian's a lot more involved in it, but it's also impacted my life in a way, so it was just, I don't know, it's just always been there, so.
And it's like a safe station.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You don't know what to do, just play Pokemon.
Yeah, like, so my answer is totally Pokemon.
We were the opposite of the people. They were giving varied answers. We're all the same.
I was sitting here like going, one of them don't say it. One, at least one of them don't say it. And I don't feel like a tool copycat. And I'm like, oh, nope, they both said it. Son of a bitch. But there's other ones that I like, but, you know, I purchased most of the Nintendo franchises because I'm a whore that way, but it's been there forever, and I can hug them, and I'm like, I have my own Shuki. I can hug Shuki whenever I want. And I'm like, who else can hug Shuki besides Kat whenever they want? I can hug Shuki. I'm like, oh, Shuki, and then I can hug it. And then my nose is itching.
Thanks.
But yeah, like, it's been there for, it's like, I always know, okay, they're gonna do more. I don't have to go, is this, because there's a lot of, like, franchises that will get, like, one sequel, and, the, or, like, it'll just be one game, like, oh, this could be a franchise, and then, nope, Chuck tested. But, like,
or
Pokemon.
Like Star Fox, I need a game every, like, 6 years.
Kidding, yeah, like 25 or something.
Like, you never know when the next one's going to come out. I mean, you never know when the next one's going to come out, but you always know, okay, there will be a next one soon, and they're going to tell you something about it at some point.
And then
not
there's
like,
always,
oh,
like, the side games.
Yeah, like this.
I mean, I'm playing Conquest right now, and, like, I've liked most of the Pokemon, like, spin-off games. Ranger was probably my least favorite of the bunch.
Yeah, I liked the Ranger games. I still got to play the third one.
Never played the third one. I played the first two. I never played the third one just because, like, it was my least favorite of the spin-off games, so I didn't really bother playing the third one. I'll get to it because it's fairly cheap used on GameStop. But
in that, too, like, it's a franchise that not only do they have, like, their main, like, games, they also have their, they have side games, spin-offs that are, like, fun and are memorable in their own way. I mean, like, there's other franchises, like, they'll have, like, let's just say, oh, Final Fantasy, for example. Not that there's anything wrong with Final Fantasy, but...
Except there is.
I haven't played very many. I've only played a couple of them. But they have, like, okay, our main numbering system, because it'll never die, or something. But then, because they get bored, they're like, okay, well, let's pick character from this game. We'll now make a sequel. We'll call it, whatever, 2. Like,
7?
Like, Final Fantasy X2.
Call it 8?
All about this one chick. I'm like, I really didn't like that chick. Why are you making a game about her? Whatever. And then they'll sit there and have these side games. But most of the time, people don't remember X2 as much as Final Fantasy X.
It's like, 10, bro, but...
We always call it Final Fantasy... I mean, I know it's 10.
It's X2 United.
I always called it X, even though I knew it was 10.
Yeah. Like,
it's definitely not X. It's 10.
Just like... I mean, most of the other numbers we refer to as, like, oh, it's 8 and 7, but, like, 10, we refer to it as, like, X or, either way, X or 10. But, like, there's these side ones that are, like, spin-offs, but, like, they're not as good, or, like, I don't remember them as much. You remember, like, 10, but you remember, like, 10, you're like, oh, there was that 10, too. I'm not really sure what you did, what it was about. There was a chick involved. Like, things like Pokemon games, like, oh, like, they had those spin-offs, they had, like, Ranger, or you did Snap, and you did things, and people, you remember them, like, Pinball. That's Pin. They made their own Pinball.
I love Pinball.
I know, right?
They need to make a new Pinball, and they need to make a new Troze.
Yes, I agree with both. Get on it, Nintendo. Bandai, I know you have your spy listening. Pass the message along to Nintendo, because they don't have spies like you do, so we need the Bandai spies to help us out for a change. Instead of just screwing us over. I mean, I guess it's still screwing us over because it makes us spend money, but it's for a good cause.
You know, something I was thinking about the other day was, I was like, I bet kids today don't know that games came first. They probably just think it's part of the like a spinoff of the show.
Oh, maybe.
Like, oh, they made this cool show, and then they made a game based off of it, except with different characters and Snow Ash. they made Silent a permanent gym leader who doesn't follow you around. Like, no. It's not quite that way. It's the other way around. They made Silent into a douchebag who follows you around. And he's fake Brock.
Yep, keep sending in the Twitter questions. I've been keeping an eye on them. I have some pretty good ones for next week, so.
Yeah. Don't forget.
Keep sending those.
Are there any that involve us being put in perilous, life-threatening situations?
I don't think there's any of those yet.
Oh. Are there any that involve me getting to use tax-optimized DOSM in some way?
Possibly.
Because I like questions that involve me using tax-optimized DOSM for fun.
They told you it's the tiny vinyl DOSM now.
Tiny vinyl? No, we can't have a tiny.
Okay, can I have Jell-O, but that's as far as I'm going. Are there aliens? Fuck, it's falling, guys! It's real! It's a Skinner! Fuck!
So now it's time for...
No, that's the sound of a dendent sensor memory dying. And now it's time for... final thingies! I have a thingy, it's not final.
There we go. Yeah, I got nothing. Just keep sending.
Think about the
Twitter
questions and the Facebook.
What?
And I was just.
And Brian yeah. Sucks.
No.
Leave feedback. Invisible 280 listeners.
Feedback.
Leave us feedback figures. You can do that if you don't feel like actually writing feedback.
Good times.
Good times. Woo woo.
Oldies. Cool. 105.
Hello and welcome to
Oh my god, Brian.
I'd like to thank you for that time because I wasn't done chewing.
Hello and welcome to our Season 3, Episode 6. I made the little farty noises in there because I was starting to say Season 5. I'm like 2 years ahead of myself.
Whoa.
It's not even Rory
at Morphicon 4.
That's going to be the Streets 4 or something like that. The Streets Forever.
Oh. Still not ready to leave the streets.
No.
Oh no, I'm gonna get in on this. I have connections. I know people. I'm gonna get in on the scheme.
Wait, was I dead too? Was that hello?
Everyone was dead.
I could hear. Brian
I wasn't Reese talking.
This so. Is not fair.
Anyway, Brian, where's DOSM?
I heard Kevin die, and I heard Brian laughing at him, and then I heard Brian breathing, but I was like, oh, that was funny, right? Brian's breathing.
Brian, no, like, really, where's DOSM?
Up
I'm done. Up a beer butt? You're a butt.
I guess DOSM died. Well, Brian, does it sound like DOSM's on a delay to you?
Probably.
Am I on a delay? Wait. When I say hey. Hey!
Hey.
Oh, that was genius. Kevin did it on purpose, damn it. This is all a prank.
Damn it.
Kevin's pulling pranks in the middle of the news.
Something or another. I agree with Kevin. I'd just burp and walk away.
Look, DX Trump Box, where did you bay it? P.S. Please tail me.
Kevin, you have to tail
Please
this
tail
guy.
Me.
Remember to keep at least 30 yards in between you.
Hit the tail on the commenter.
He spelled it T-A-L-E.
Tail me?
Give him a story.
There's a tail.
Please tail me. Tell me a tale of how you can bay this.
Michael
bay this.
How do I? Okay, well, you see, they're actually aliens. Oh. They're not really turtles.
Not an alien. And then it's going to get canceled.
Canceled from fan backlash.
And Transformers 4 is for sure the last one this time. What? I'm being serious now. Stop what? I'm not lying.
It's getting canceled because the original Michelangelo said, dude, you suck donkey balls, or whatever he said. I like my version better anyway, whatever I said. So, Brian sucks. I hate you and go die.
Okay.
Yeah. Such nice friends.
I know, right?
Me and Brian are BFF Facebook friends.
There's a clear brotherhood here.
clearly.
The Brotherhood of Lost Toys, yes.
So, there's nothing known about this wizard guy except
you know
that
it's going to be an intelligent issue. We are together now, friends forever now. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, wait, you're still talking? Oh, I'm sorry. I got bored.
This is the news. This is important. Can you imagine if we were this live broadcast? The two anchors and Kevin just starts singing. The other anchor just looks over at him like, what the...
Well, look, I'm very unprofessional. Have you seen my reviews? Are those books? Thanks for coming 4 months ago.
Kevin films in a library?
Dawson, did you see it? Did you see Proto Birth Review?
I saw that you put it up.
You should go read the long, like, four-comment-long comment of some dude telling me how awful I am of a person and stuff.
I'll have to look at it after.
I shouldn't edit, and I should...
Well.
Done.
Brian's right. Just sitting there waiting.
What news story are we on?
What is this, Metro News 1? Let's go.
What?
It's the news network Robin works on, How I Met Your Mother, and it's really unprofessional because no one watches it, so they just do whatever they want.
Is Wei Wong there?
No.
Oh. All right, look, the whole gag is KO, lulled Hector David Jr. There we go. That's the story. KO tricked him. Probably wasn't that hard.
Right. We're talking about Wizards. Waverly Place.
Wizards? I skipped the story? Yeah. Oh, crap. Did we do magic?
So, now on to something. Are we doing Megaforce here? Are we doing superhero time here?
I say we do GoBusters, and then Keeper Ranger will go there, and then do Megaforce last before Ramble Time.
Okay.
Since it's like a
Megaforce event. What?
Last.
No, wait.
Did he say Megaforce? Megamax. Who said Megaforce?
Oh, Brian. Brian, I'm like, wait. Megaforce? What do we...
The worst part is I knew what you meant. We all share the same brain, and it freaks me out sometimes.
I was so confused and scared.
Kevin didn't understand. Even though you share more likes on Facebook, it doesn't make any sense.
We do share more likes on Facebook. Do you know why? Because we're better friends. And Brian is less gay, I think. I don't know. Maybe he's super gay. Maybe he's hard gay. I don't know who he is. Maybe he's not even Brian Dagley. I've thought of that before. What if he's not the real Brian Dagley? What if the real Brian Dagley is...
The Hispanic kid.
Yeah, the real Brian Dagley is Hispanic, and someone I don't even know about. Damn it, Linku.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's time for Ramble, Ramble. Yeah, that's right. Why did I stop? I felt like I was doing the wrong jingle.
Am I doing this right?